What is going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. 6:04 on a Friday night. Devon Givens broadcasting from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast. Benny Odita behind the glass. You guys hanging with us as we wrap up another weekend. It's been a fun week, an interesting week, as it's July, you know, things get a little stale, but there's been stuff out there to talk about, so it's been pretty good, as we know the Phillies doing what they're doing, training camp coming up shortly, and the Sixers still in a bunch of NBA conversations overall around the league. It's been a pretty good week, and I wanted to conclude the week with something a little different. I mean, it kind of helped, too, with Chase Utley, the news. If you just missed it, Chase Utley is hanging it up. He announced today that at the end of the season that he will plan to retire at the end of 2018 season, currently a member of the L.A. Dodgers, right? So held a press conference. He announces that and a little out of the norm for what Chase Utley does, but that's what he said. And it kind of the conversation that we were going to have tonight was already in the mix, and then this happened. But it was to the point of the impact a player really has on you. And it was based off a call we got last night from someone who was not from our area. He was from the Michigan area, not a big basketball fan. And Spencer was his name, if I'm not mistaken. Spencer put out he put out on the air last night that he got a tweet of, a tattoo of Joel Embiid on his leg, that he has come from the Michigan area and he was not a huge basketball fan, but he got wrapped up in what the 76ers were doing, and specifically Joel Embiid, so much so that the tattoo on his leg with the mask, I retweeted it last night, and it's a nice piece of artwork by the artist who took care of the tattoo on Spencer's leg. The whole thing was how much he says it shows him, Joel Embiid really showed him what it meant to be a Sixer fan by the work that he did on the floor. Not a big Sixer fan, again. I mean, basketball fan in general. He comes from the Michigan area, so he's had the Detroit Pistons, the Michigan Wolverines, Michigan State. Basketball is big in that area, but it took Joel Embiid to really grab him and pull him into the game of basketball, which most of us know and love, and of course love the Sixers the way that we have growing up in this area. And then you have someone like Chase Utley, who has been a key member in this city, in this community for a long time, and winning the World Series, being that play the right way, play hard type of player for the Phillies for most of his career, an all-time great for the organization, an all-timer in this city, especially after winning the World Series in 08. People name their kids after Chase Utley, hoping that they turn out to be a baseball player like Chase Utley, playing the right way. Parents saying For their daughters, that if they met someone like Chase Utley, they would love for him to be the ideal mate for their daughters, right? So Chase Utley means so much to so many people in this city with not only how he plays, but how he carried himself, etc. So with that happening today, the phone call we got last night from Spencer, and also, again, sharing the tweet last night with his Joel Embiid tattoo on his leg, and it's still out there, still running. He's got like 140 likes, 22 retweets. People have been commenting on that ever since we retweeted it last night, Pat Egan and I. And we were going to ask you guys today, of all four sports and you guys getting into sport the way that you have, the way we feel about sports, the reason why you call us, the reason why we sit here and want to speak to you, the reason why we want to sit here and talk on the radio for 3 to 4 hours or maybe even longer about the sports that we love and have since we were little kids to grown adults, still being as passionate as we are, working here at a station called The Fanatic because we are fans. The player that really pulled you in the most? The player that you really gravitated to that really says, you know what? This is the one that I identify myself to the most. When I wanted to get on the floor and play basketball, get on the ice, play hockey, the field and baseball and football, I identify mostly with him. I remember it didn't make the Sixers and 60 because I didn't ask it. When Brian Seltzer and I from Sixers.com did Sixers and 60, the first one, I believe, of the 17-18 season, and we sat down with Brett Brown. And when we were done, we were just sitting there with Brett, and I said, Brett, who, the Boston University Brett Brown, the basketball player, who on your team is the basketball version player of Brett Brown? And he said, T.J. McConnell. Right away, right? And I'm sure if you ask T.J. McConnell, he'll probably say something like Steve Nash and some other basketball players out there that he emulated his game after. And that's a grown man playing a child sport. That's a grown man coaching a child sport. And we all love it to this day. So seeing with Chase Utley going out the way he is now, announcing his retirement, planning on retiring at the end of the 2018 season, there's so much so that Spencer is impacted by Joel Embiid that he decides to get a tattoo of him on his leg after only watching him for a year and a half, because Embiid has only played a handful of games in his young career after missing so much time due to injury. Wanted to ask you guys, who do you identify the most with in sports that pulled you in the way that they have, that still has you attached to the sports that you have grown to know and love the way you do? 610-632-0975. Because when I look at my personality, more laid back, more quiet, but when I played, still laid back, quiet, looking at how things would go, playing basketball as a point guard, I looked at how things went on the floor, and I talked about how growing up, my dad would always say, watch Maurice Cheeks, since I grew up in this area, right? My stepdad is from New York. He would be a big-time New York guy when it came to basketball, and his favorite players coming from that era, Bernard King and some of the other all-time greats that come from that area in New York and even New Jersey. And we did something last weekend about the Philadelphia greats around here. So many people that were so good on the hardwood, on the blacktop, that are legends in our area. Again, Mo Cheeks was my guy who I tried to play like on the floor, but even as I got older, was a more modern day person who I would really gravitate to on the floor and say, you know what, that's more me than anything. So personality wise I would say I identified myself mostly with Maurice Cheeks on the basketball floor. But even when I look at somebody loving football the way that I do and growing up rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles the way that I did, and even before I got in this business, still being able to love how the Andy Reid era of football was played, knowing who Brian Westbrook is, watching him play, and knowing the type of personality and how he exhibited his play on the field, how he carried himself on the field, I looked at Brian Westbrook and say, if I played football, that's the type of player I would be. Him and Barry Sanders, that quiet type that's just going to go out there, get it done, play the way it needs to be played. Yeah, I'm going to say a little something if you say something to me, but I'm going to break your ankle. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it's just crazy how sports impact our lives the way that it does. Even from your childhood, it carries you all the way through whatever you do in life, whether you're a lawyer or doctor or you own your own business, whatever it is. A lot of that stuff you kind of get away from, you go back to sports. And again, seeing Chase Utley finally hanging them up at the end of the 2018 season, someone like Joel Embiid having the impact on a person like Chase from not even in our area, moved here and has now become a Sixer fan, it's seemingly for life, or at least we know for a fact that it's going to be a Joel Embiid fan. What players growing up and even now even as adults, do you gravitate to and identify yourself with the most that keeps you so engaged as a sports fan? 610-632-0975. And then also, fun time on the side. It's national. We do these things sometimes. Sometimes you see all these national days and this and that. But it was funny because you see National French Fry Day. And there's so many different types of French fries now, right? We grew up on a regular French fries, whether it was from McDonald's or a restaurant that you would go to, your local pizza store or Wendy's or Burger King or whatever. But then you have so many different types of French fries and different types of side orders overall when you go out and you hang out with your people or go out with your family and enjoy a night out or a day out. And wanted to ask you guys, with it being National French Fry Day, the most underrated side for you. It could be a different type of French fry because they've come out with like different types since you were a kid and you've grown up, and now they're like, what? They made a French fry out of that and now it's this kind of French fry? What? No, I'm cool with the regular ones. Just bring me I'm good when I get my normal all-American cheeseburger. You can give me my normal French fries too, to go with my meal, because I'm good. I don't want all that other stuff. But there are a bunch of them. There are some really good ones, and there are some really great sides. And I, for example, you go to, let's just say, Popeyes and get an order or a platter or, a regular combo of your fried chicken that you like and a biscuit, but they ask you for, what kind of side do you want with that? Normally, you'll get the Cajun fries that they have, which are fantastic. And you can only really get them at Popeyes or a Checkers when you go. And on the West Coast, it's a Rally's. If you want to go out there, or down South, it's a Rally's to get that Cajun fry. But when you ask for that side, could be a mashed potatoes, could be a red beans and rice. It could be something like that simple that's underrated, but that's your thing that other people just simply do not necessarily gravitate to. So when you call in and talk about what player you identify the most with and how they impact you right now, also your side your most underrated side when you go and get something to eat, whether it's a French fry, a different version of a French fry, or something else out there that simply just grabs you the way that it does. And I got Benny sitting behind the glass here producing the show. And we'll get to him as soon as he clears things up with the phones and all. But we'll hear from Benny as well and get his take on the impact player. Of course, him growing up as a sports fan, getting into the business like all of us did. And then also get his side dish that's underrated for him. No doubt about it. And real fast, I'll go to it on Twitter before we get to the phones. Louie jumps right in. Louis Tallarico says on Twitter, Brian Dawkins for sure embodied the city the way that he identified mostly with when it came to sports. And that's all we're asking. Simple, why, and how they influenced you overall as a sport fan. And the one that you've kind of just looked at and say, you know what? That's who I would have been like if I would have made it to that level. That's who I would have been like, or that's how I was when I played in my youth team growing up, whether it was baseball, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, whatever it might be. Talking to a friend of mine today, her young grandson loves Cristiano Ronaldo. Big time. Has the hair like him now. He's like 9-10 years old. Has the hair like Cristiano Ronaldo. He wants to make sure he wears his number 7 when he's out there on the field. The certain type of cleats that he wears. That type of thing. So that's all we're asking. Something simple like that. And if you're just tuning in again, Chase Utley announcing today that 2018, that appears to be when he's going to hang it up at the end of this season. Now a member of the LA Dodgers. And he influenced so many people in this area as a player, and the impact that he had on our city as not just a man, but also as a player on the field, where so many people, again, just gravitated towards him. named their kids after him, wore number 26, and he just simply was that favorite player for so many people in this area, and they identify mostly with him. And then again, Spencer, who called us last night, a native of Michigan, loves Joel Embiid so much now that he got a tattoo on him. Didn't even like basketball. Joel Embiid tattooed on his leg, decided to share with us that tattoo, and it has well over 100 likes, 20 plus retweets of people commenting on that ink that he now has of Joel Embiid, just because of that one player. Just because of that one player identifying the sport with him and the type of person that he is, also not only on the floor, but the fun nature of Joel Embiid off the floor also gravitates towards people. So it's just that easy. It's a Friday. We're not making it too heavy, having some fun. And when you also call in about your most influential athlete, we're also asking you for you. It's National French Friday, the most underrated side out there for you. 610-632-0975. We'll get to Benny on the other side, but right now we go to Pat in Lorewood on 97.5. Pat, how you doing?
What's up, Devon?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I just want to bring up Ken Griffey Jr. was definitely the biggest athlete that influenced me when I was growing up, man.
Everybody wanted, even if you were right-handed, you wanted to swing the bat the way Ken Griffey did growing up.
Exactly.
And wear the backwards hat.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. I started wearing a backwards hat when I was a kid because of Ken Griffey Jr., and I still do the same thing today.
Now, were you ever lucky enough to emulate that swing like Ken Griffey was, man?
I tried. Trust me, I tried every day. I played baseball growing up, and that wasn't the swing I had, but I tried to.
Yeah, man, and again, when remember when he first wore the hat backwards and it was around, what was it, the Home Run Derby, and people were like, oh, how can he do that? And then he did it again the next year, and then he did it again the next year, and everybody just got over it because it was cool. It was Ken Griffey, and the swing was pretty, too, even with the hat backwards. It didn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, and real fast, man, before we let you go, do you have a underrated side on National French Fry Day?
Honestly, nothing I can think of.
Nah.
Off the top of my head.
All right, you got it, man. Pat, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Ken Griffey. Ken Griffey Jr. is a great one. Again, who didn't want to swing the bat like Ken Griffey Jr.? Seriously. And I've said it before that when I played baseball when I was younger, growing up here in this area as a Phillies fan, you cannot like anything New York, right? Hate the Mets, cannot stand the Yankees. That said, Darryl Strawberry was my favorite baseball player. And it was the swing. It was the way he ran. It was the way he ran the bases. And he was still, he was that type of player that can get the 40 and 40, right? Or 30 and 30, 40 and 40, the stolen bases, I mean, plus the home run. He could do it all, Darryl Strawberry. And that swing, I used to want to swing like that. I'm a righty, and I wanted to swing like Darryl Strawberry. I would hold the bat high. I was all wrong because I couldn't then turn it over the way I needed to as a baseball player, the way that I wanted to. But Darryl Strawberry was that type of player for me. Now, not off the field. Not off the field. Just on the field. And the way he played, Darryl Strawberry was that type of guy for me. So I can understand where Ken Griffey, and he's not the only one. There were so many people. So many people. Right? Remember when Nike came up with the logo of Ken Griffey Jr.? And the swing, it was perfect. It was perfect. And I'm sure that wouldn't be the only one that we would get tonight with Ken Griffey being that influential athlete for you growing up as a kid. 610-632-0975. Having some fun tonight on a Friday night as we head into the weekend. Here with you until 9. Jeff Mosher from 9 to midnight. Here on the Fanatic, Chase Utley hanging him up at the end of the 2018 season. He had a press conference today announcing just that. And also, Spencer last night got it telling us that Joel Embiid, he was not, Spencer, a big-time basketball fan, but coming from Detroit area, the Michigan area, to Philadelphia, fell in love with Joel Embiid as a basketball player. It helps that they were a 52-win team. He was an all-star, an all-league player this season, and he pulled him in as a basketball fan, Joel Embiid. So we're asking you, with that last night and Chase Utley today, who was the most influential athlete for you that you most identify with as a sports fan from young even until now? 610-632-0975. Plus, National French Fry Day, the most underrated side for you right here. Devon Givens on The Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DDG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. What are you doing this weekend? Headed to the beach? Maybe the Poconos?
From the mountain.
Possibly a tropical island getaway? No matter where you are headed, take 97.5 The Fanatic along with you. Just download our app from the App Store or Google Play and hear us wherever you go.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Go with it.
Weekends are meant from 97.5 The Fanatic. Tune in.
Dog days of summer can lead to some hot nights. At Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse on Wednesday, July 18th, Delilah's gets even hotter as Delilah's presents the 15th annual Diamond G-String Awards. Join our celebrity guest host, recording artist, and TV personality, Chanel West Coast, as the most beautiful and talented performers from Philadelphia and beyond come together to compete for the coveted Diamond G-String Award. You won't want to miss any of the steamy action. Come early for Delilah's select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday, July 18th. Make your night even better by reserving a table for bottle service for your group by visiting Delilah's.com. Don't miss Delilah's 15th annual Diamond G-String Award, Wednesday, July 18th. Delilah's is located at 100 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia and has ample free parking. Don't miss the 2018 Diamond G-String Award night, only at Delilah's. Labatt and 97.5 The Fanatic have partnered to create the ultimate day off with a tubing trip down the Delaware and a huge post party at Artie's Sports Bar on Thursday, August 30th.
It's Labatt Blues Day Off Down the Delaware.
Enjoy an afternoon with your friends tubing down the Delaware. The day will kick off with The Fanatic's Natalie Eganoff as we gather for the pre-party. We'll tube down the Delaware with some of your favorite Fanatic hosts and the Labatt Blue Girls. We'll finish the day with a post party at Artie's Sports Bar in Frenchtown, New Jersey, with food, games, prizes, and Labatt Blue and Blue Light. To register, simply go to the contest page on 97.5thefanatic.com. That's the contest page of 97.5thefanatic.com.
It's Labatt Blues Day Off Down the Delaware with 97.5 The Fanatic.
Labatt Blue, the Canadian Pilsner crafted from two-row malted barley and select aromatic hops for a crisp, clean taste. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now. The exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues. Rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
All right, everybody. This is a payday bar. It's made of a truckload of peanuts, sweet caramel, and gumption. Good old-fashioned gumption. Period. Doesn't matter that a payday bar is 10.5 centimeters long or that the king-size bar is 14.7 centimeters long or that one time I ate a payday bar and built a three-story doghouse. No. All that matters is that a payday bar gives you the energy to keep doing whatever you're doing because it's made of peanuts and caramel. The gumption bit, well, that's up to you, really. Payday. Get to it.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, pros save more on materials they need when they buy in bulk. Save big on interior, exterior, and garage doors and windows from trusted brands like Jeldwin and Chamberlain. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Stop by the Pro Desk at Lowe's or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now.
you can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples now has an even bigger selection of HP ink and toner. In store, in stock, and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories. The triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
Don't miss the Summer RV Show on sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Huge discounts, top trade values, and special finance rates at the Gloucester Premium Outlets at Exit 7B on Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports talk for Ben Salem and all of Bucks County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
It is 6:30 on 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. Jeff Motion takes over at that time, carrying you until midnight. We're talking most influential athlete for you, Chase Utley, hanging him up. He's touched a lot of people here in this area, winning a World Series in 2008, having the other great World Series in 2009. Unfortunately, they lost when he was banging everything out of Yankee Stadium and here at Citizens Bank Park, but not enough to get them another title. One of the great, great Phillies of all time. Going to hang him up with the Dodgers at the end of the 2018 season. And with that, and the tattoo of Joel Embiid for our man Spencer out there, most influential athlete for you. Those guys, obviously Joel Embiid, means a lot to Spencer as a non-basketball fan, but has turned him into one. And then now, again, talking about what Chase Utley meant to this area and people overall around here. Who was your most influential athlete? And don't just go national either. Talk about the people locally that really grabbed you, especially with your local teams, right? I mean, it really starts at home for a fan base and your fandom and how you become the sports fan that you are today. Plus, National French Fry Day, the most underrated side out there for you. And we got a good one here on Twitter. How about this one? Funny one. Kyle Cormandy, K. Cormandy on Twitter. Cream corn is an underrated side. I haven't had cream corn since I was like 13 when my mom used to make me eat it, and then after a while she gave it up. I'm a fan of corn. I like the cream corn, but I wouldn't decide to pick that over the normal corn that you make for yourself, your family, or growing up again, your parents making you eat the cream corn. So that's an interesting one, and that's all we're asking. Simply a side that's underrated for you as a kid growing up, whatever it might be. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Steven Rittenhouse next on 97.5. What's going on, Steve?
How's it going, man?
Oh, how about you?
Going pretty well. So I was thinking about it. I was going to say Utley. That's a little too obvious, but I think I'm going to go with J-Roll now. Switch hitter, pros, bro. Managers always loved him. Never was a problem in the media. World champion, almost MVP, was it that year? He was incredible, man.
And yeah. You look at him, all of the him to Chase Utley to Ryan Howard for many years, right, Steve? And yeah, they balanced each other out. Jimmy was more the one that's going to talk and open his mouth and say the fan base is, fair weather, where Chase is just going to just not say anything. And yeah, and they were just a perfect 1-2 punch for the Phillies for many, many years.
Yeah, man. I was going to say another quick one. Like, I don't know if you remember Gerald Henderson and Wayne Ellington, both out of Episcopal here. Like, I was in high school and they were, and that was just, those are two guys that going to see them play UNC and Duke. Got two guys who are still in the league or around it now. Those are two people as well.
Yeah, Wayne Ellington.
My buddies looked up to him.
Wayne Ellington just re-upped with the Miami Heat. That was a target, yeah, I want the Sixers to go after. And yeah, of course. I mean, guys like that you see growing up in your area playing the sport that you love, and you might have been a little younger, so you wanted to emulate them on the court. The shooting of Wayne Ellington, the athleticism of Gerald Henderson here at Episcopal. Of course, man, I can totally understand. What's your side, Steve?
I'm going to say curly fries. They're always the best stuff there. Whenever they're available at the cafeteria at high school, those are awesome. Whenever I see them on a menu, I'm getting them. So.
See, it's just that simple, Steve. Thanks for the call, man. Curly fries. Just that easy. Curly fries for Steve to go along with his Jimmy Rollins, Wayne Ellington, and Gerald Henderson as influential athletes. Well, you kind of wanted to be like. You identify mostly with them as a sports fan, especially when you were trying to play that particular sport, wanted to be like them. And by the way, we did have a call that called into Benny, and last weekend we did the Philly versus Philly, me and Sam Fleischer's, our team, versus the callers team, where we put together the best teams of all time in the last 30 years, local basketball players, the guys who we like the most. And we had a pretty good team where me and Sam had the best team. Somebody called during the break and asked us, I also said that it was a hypothetical game playing in the neighborhood that I grew up in. I grew up in Winfield, but we played down Parkside. So I said the game was going to be there tomorrow at 7:30, hypothetically. Kobe Bryant, Rasheed Wallace, Alvin Williams, Aaron McKee, right? All these great names. Somebody called and asked, was the game still on schedule for tomorrow? It was just a hypothetical thing. So no worries. You don't have to show up down right. Parkside expecting to see Kobe Bryant, who's in Los Angeles, Rasheed Wallace, who's in China right now for the NBA, and many, many other great stars, legends from our area. It was just a hypothetical. It was just a fun show that we did, a side exercise for last Saturday's show. Do not show up Parkside 7:30 expecting to see a game like that. If you want to go to Parkside and hoop it up, feel free.
Hey, man,
three
I'm about
courts.
To come through, man. Have my sneaks ready and everything.
Hey, man. Hey, you can go out there if you want. Parkside is available, but not to see those guys out there in any exhibition run. It was a fun show, but it's not real. There's no way I could pull all those people together to get them to go down Parkside, okay? All right. But thanks for listening. I appreciate you enjoying the show so much that you thought the game was still on. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Steven in Newtown next on 97.5. Steven.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm on my way to the beach, sending traffic.
Oh, nice, man. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, you're always keeping it real. Always keeping it interesting. Well, why won't Chase Utley retire as a Philly?
No, well, he might. We know that Shane Victorino just announced his retirement, and he's going to come up and has signed a one-day contract later on in, I think, next month when they get back together. And I'm sure Chase Utley, when he's done, is probably going to sign a one-day also with the Phillies.
Good. Cool. So my guy, I was thinking Steve Nash, but then I had to go back. It's got to be AI.
For a lot of people, that's the name that I was expecting the most. Why AI?
Yeah, I haven't heard it, so I was like, I gotta say it.
Yeah, why AI?
But AI, I grew up in the '90s, and I mean, I was never real tall, but I would go as hard as he would, and that's the best thing about it. I remember NBC, they did a special going against Shaq, and they were like, they ran some reporter right into the wall, and they were like, this is what it's like driving in the lane. And AI did it time and time again.
Yeah, and at that size, you being small, looking at somebody like him doing it every single time, fearlessly, they say, list him at 6 foot, but he's really like 5'10", maybe 5'11", getting it done against those, gaining the respect from all those people like Shaquille O'Neal and those other Kevin Garnett and the other big guys out there on the floor at that time. And he gained that respect, and you're like, that's who I want to be like on the floor. I can be him.
Yeah, so is everyone else who's under 6 foot, I'm sure.
No question. No question. Steve, give us your side dish that's underrated.
All right, so I'm normally, I'm normally eating fries during lunch, when I'm at work and whatever, but I got to put honey mustard on my fries. That's my go-to.
Honey mustard on regular fries or something else?
Whatever. I mean, I just like to dip it. I mean, it's Friday, so.
All right, mix it up as your side. Thanks for the call, man. Steve, appreciate it. You mix it up with the honey mustard. And I mean, listen, a lot of times when you grow up and you go to McDonald's, once you had the chicken nuggets and you had the sauces, you would dip your fries into a barbecue sauce or something like that and get weird with it. People put ketchup on their eggs and, you know, stuff like that. Who knows? I don't eat eggs, by the way, so I don't get down with that. But it's National French Fry Day, so we're just asking you guys for an underrated side with your most influential athlete that you most identify with the most. 610-632-0975. Jim in Washington on 97.5. What's up, Jim?
What's up, man?
How you doing, Jim?
As always.
Thank you.
All right. I would have to say the most influential guy to me growing up in the late 80s nationally had to be Jerry Rice. The most humble, went about his business, wanted to be the best that he could be, steadily improving. Jerry Rice had to be my national guy.
Right.
Local guy, you can't help but say Brian Dawkins. I mean, the two are very similar in the way that they went about their business. Quiet, humble, you know, caring people, and were maniacs on the field.
No, you're absolutely right, man. And again, with Allen Iverson, Brian Dawkins, and I started it off with Brian Westbrook for me. I expect to hear those names a lot, man, because you're absolutely right. With Jerry Rice carrying himself the way he did as the all-time greatest wide receiver out there, drafted from a small school, wasn't supposed to be that type of player. But even when he elevated his game to that level, to those heights, he still remained that same Jerry Rice.
Absolutely. And you know what? How many positions in all of sports can you say, hands down, he's the best that ever did it? You know,
understood,
and there ain't no question about that.
Understood. And Jim, Brian Dawkins, it goes without saying, I understand. Your underrated side
absolutely,
dish, Jim.
Absolutely. For me, it's baked beans.
Baked beans.
Baked beans with any type of dinner, steak, seafood, whatever.
So it's not just one of those, oh, let's just boil some hot dogs, and when you boil the hot dogs, let's get some baked beans on the side. That's a regular for you as one of your go-tos on any given day.
Especially now because I got all types of kind, barbecue, spicy, whatever. Baked beans is it for me.
Absolutely, man. That's a great one, Jim. Thanks for the call. Baked beans. And you know you normally only get the baked beans when it's a barbecue, right? You say, oh, all right, we're going to grill some hot dogs, we're going to grill some hamburgers, whatever it might be, and you know about all these different things that you're going to have cooked up for this nice cookout, the barbecue. Baked beans, no doubt, part of it as that side. 610-632-0975. They have bacon in it now, and as you said, spicy baked beans, all kinds of things. We're asking for the underrated side dish on National French Fry Day. Plus, Chase Utley, hanging him up, meant so much to people in this area. Your most influential athlete that you identified yourself with the most as a kid, and it sticks to you to this day right now as an adult. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 9 right here on The Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DNG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts now. This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Have you been lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine bestselling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the next market crash. Call 1-800-259-3131 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131. That's 1-800-259-3131.
Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange are brewed with real lime and orange peels. If this were a TV commercial, we'd show you the peels looking all refreshing. They would bounce around the screen, spritzing and splashing in slow motion. They would look so good, and you're so thirsty, you'd probably drop whatever you're doing to go buy a six-pack. But this is a radio commercial, so we can't show you any pictures. New for summer, Bud Light Lime and Bud Light Orange. Brewed with real citrus peels. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Lime Flavored Beer and Bud Light Orange Flavored Lager Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to tell you about the best cooler out there, Arctic Coolers. They're not your cheap plastic coolers. They are premium coolers that can keep your ice cold up to 10 days. That's right, 10 days. Order now. Save up to 60% versus the competition. All drinkware, now 20% off, including their popular 30-ounce tumblers, gallon jugs, and new sport bottles, which keeps ice cold for 24-plus hours. Not available in stores, only available online at arcticcoolers.com. R-T-I-C coolers.com. Arctic Coolers. Overbuilt, not overpriced.
Don't miss the summer RV show on sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Huge discounts, top trade values, and special finance rates at the Gloucester Premium Outlets at exit 7B on Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
More great sports talk coming up right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Your car is more than just a car. It's personal. The insurance that protects it should be personal, too. NJM helps protect the things that matter. It's not just insurance, it's NJM. Visit NJM.com. That's NJM.com.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 60 months plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2018 EcoSport. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Join the Fanatics' Tyrone Johnson for the Toyota Flyers Charity Classic on Sunday, July 15th. It's a citywide summer event that consists of a 5K run walk, a 10-mile family bike ride, and 50 and 100-kilometer bike rides that all end up for a post-event celebration at Xfinity Live. To join Team Tyrone in the 5K run, go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com.
.6 48 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Your most influential athlete, Chase Utley, hanging him up, means a lot to a lot of people here in this area, trying to play like him, wants their child to play like him, wants their daughter to marry a person like him. He means a lot to a lot of people. He's hanging it up at the end of the 2018 season. Who is the most influential athlete for you that you always identify with when you were trying to be that player growing up as a kid? And even now, will you still respect that guy? And we got a good one here from Mark MJ Manganelli for National Ken Griffey Jr. Locally, Brian Westbrook, but nowadays I'm 34. It would be Carson Wentz, and his side is potato salad. Not me. I'm out on the potato salad. When Tyrone and I filled in for Mike Missanelli on Memorial Day, we talked about the side dishes a little bit from barbecues and cookouts, and potato salad came up, and I'm out on the potato salad. Sorry. So also, that's just simply because we're talking about the National French Fry Day and the most underrated side. What is yours? 610-632-0975. We go to Dan next to Malvern on 97.5. Dan.
Yo, what's going on, Devon?
What's happening, man?
Chilling. So the last caller at the break there kind of stole mine, but I do have a difference of opinion on him for one thing. Mine's definitely Brian Dawkins.
Okay.
But he called him a quiet leader, and I respected Brian Dawkins because I thought he was always that incredibly vocal leader.
Mm-hmm.
He was always the guy that, was speaking up, and he also was a great leader on the field. I actually met him this past winter at Phil Abundance, and he has such a persona, about him. He was just the coolest dude, so he's definitely mine.
Yeah, but I can understand also, to the last caller's point, I can see it from both sides, where Brian Dawkins seems like that quiet, unassuming superstar, but yes, he turns it up emotionally on the field and is vocal, especially at his position, by having to speak out where he and Trotter would call out the defenses in that nature and get excited after a big hit. But I could also see where it is he carries himself so quietly both on the field and off the field, but as you pointed out, has that aura about him that's respected.
Well, I also just love the fact that dude loves Philadelphia, man. He loves us so much, and he speaks it. He still says it all the time. He still lives here.
Yep.
I think that he's just a man for me.
No doubt about it. What's your side for us, Dan?
All right, mine's a little – I think mine's definitely underrated because it's, like, somewhat healthy. A good side Caesar salad, I think, is really underrated. That's just me.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
I had one other point for you. I saw someone the other day wearing one of those old school Suns jerseys.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like you got to get one of Mikal.
Which one was it? Like the Kevin Johnson, Chambers back in the day before Barkley got there?
No, like the Barkley ones.
Oh, that one. Okay, from the early 90s.
Yeah, you got to get one of those. Because by the way, night of the draft, I called in to you. Because I went to Great Valley and I went to Villanova. I'm a fan of Villanova, so I'm still not over that they traded him. I still think we should have kept him, but
yeah,
you got to get one of those jerseys.
Oh, no doubt. Don't worry, man. Somebody asked me yesterday if I had my jersey ready for yesterday's game. I said, not yet. Got the T-shirt, but not the jersey yet. But we'll get there. Dan, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Again, we're going to get Brian Dawkins a lot. And if that is who it is, then that is who it is. So be it. And that's a good thing because he had that type of impact on our area. I said Brian Westbrook for me on the football field, Mo Cheeks on the basketball court, and Daryl Strawberry. When I played baseball, I wanted to be like Daryl Strawberry, even though he was a New York Met. I just thought his swing was beautiful, the way he played with the power and the speed, being able to do so many things on the field. He was just an all-time great for me, Daryl Strawberry. And by the way, Daryl on Twitter, Peyton, says, "Nah, Devon, you're tripping. Straw was the off-the-field MVP. Let a player play." Laugh out loud. Yeah, I hear you, man, but I'm glad he got his life together and he made for an interesting character overall. Glad he's all good now. I had a chance to speak to him one time as a producer here when he was a guest on the station, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. Let's go to Winfield, where I'm from. Rasheem on 97.5. Sheen, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. One of the athletes I did look up to was Reggie Bush, just because, you know, I grew up in Winfield, but I also was living in California for a while.
Yeah.
And he was big in San Diego. So, you know, he almost like changed college football with some of the things he was doing. So I definitely looked up to him.
Yeah, USC, but Reggie Bush was the man.
Exactly, right. He probably was the best thing since sliced bread.
Man, you would stay up late and watch those games.
Absolutely.
No question.
Absolutely. And I can remember some of the plays. So, but I can say locally, crazy part, I was going to say somebody else, but just off like the little things that I have seen, Chris Long, just for, you know, some of the things he stands for. He's not necessarily local, because even though he grew up in Virginia,
yeah,
but he played for the Philadelphia Eagles. But like I said, he's definitely like a man's man as far as some of the things he's, you know, social injustice and the things he stands up for.
Sure.
That he has no reason to stand up for it, but he's still doing it. So
yeah, he stands up behind Malcolm Jenkins with all of those things going on. Of course, he's from Virginia, so the incident in Virginia earlier last year, he obviously, that hit him hard because that's the area that he's from. So I can understand that. That's a good one, man. What's your size, Sheen?
Size is macaroni and cheese.
That's not, honestly, I don't think that's underrated.
You know?
No. That's a.
I think it's underrated because a lot of people. It's not, gets macaroni and cheese confused, because, you know, sometimes people make macaroni and cheese in a box. I'm talking about homemade.
Oh, okay.
Macaroni and cheese.
Okay, yeah,
underrated.
Got you.
I'm talking about the box.
Got you. Absolutely. Sheen, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Not macaroni and cheese in a box. I agree with that. It has to be homemade. Your mom, your aunt, your grandma, your wife, whatever, your sister, your dad, whoever it is that just makes that banging macaroni and cheese. Even if you go to the soul food spot, like we do sometimes, if we don't make it, we go to the soul food spot. But they have to make it right. Have to make it right. Underrated sides. It's National French Fry Day. French fries are the greatest. Give an underrated French fry, too, if you want. It's okay. We've already had a curly fry. And the French fry with the honey mustard sauce. Whatever it is, underrated sides for you on National French Fry Day. But we're also the main topic speaking about the most influential athlete for you as a kid growing up, loving the sports that you love and what it meant to you, who that person was that meant that much to you, because Chase Utley is hanging him up and he is beloved here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Come right back. Get back to the phones right here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. On Saturday, August 25th, The Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on The Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Salick. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
We're sending you there.
Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Pennsylvania. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
After a scary movie, I have to watch cartoons so I don't have nightmares.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I have to use a calculator on my first grader's math homework.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I practice taking my glasses off in the mirror because I think it makes me look cool.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Pennsylvania, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
New Kias. Don't wait. Save now. During Gateway Kia's Independence Month Freedom to Save celebration in Warrington and Quakertown. Come celebrate your freedom to get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000, or enjoy savings freedom of choice on a new 2018 Kia Forte LX or 2018 Kia Soul. Your choice. Lease for just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or lease a new 2019 Kia Sportage LX or 2018 Kia Sorento L. Your choice. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington, and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10K miles per year lease, add tax, title, and DMV. Discount lease only, trade-downs, value, and credit approval expires 7/31/18.
Friends of the Crown, summer is upon us. As many of you taketh off on weekend getaways to beaches, lakes, and moats across our most beautiful kingdom, His Royal Highness the King would like me to remind you to remind your servants, squires, and factotums to packeth the kingdom's most refreshing lighteth lager, Bud Light. That is all. Dilly dilly. Oh, and don't forget thy toothbrush. Enjoy responsibly. 2018 AB Bud Light via St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, everybody. This is a payday bar. It's made of a truckload of peanuts, sweet caramel, and gumption. Good old-fashioned gumption. Period. Doesn't matter that a payday bar is 10.5 centimeters long, or that the king-size bar is 14.7 centimeters long, or that one time I ate a payday bar and built a three-story doghouse. No. All that matters is that a payday bar gives you the energy to keep doing whatever you're doing, because it's made of peanuts and caramel. The gumption bit, well, that's up to you, really. Payday. Get to it.
Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning, and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right. It's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call Crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency has considerable risk. Read more at CBIRA.com.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All Canister Wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
.703-97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens hanging out with you here until 9 o'clock as we broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Benny Odita hanging with us behind the glass. We get his as well, the athletes and the side, underrated side dish this hour. 610-632-0975. If you're just tuning in, we know we have a lot of people, I'm sure, on their way down to the shore to hang out for the weekend. Hope you guys have a great time. It's supposed to be great weather, so enjoy yourselves down there. And I'm sure you're going to get, as I just said, sure, three times, I'm sure you're going to get one of these underrated sides while you're out there, whether it's in the home, on the boardwalk, wherever it might be, at the restaurant that you and the family and friends go to. That's why we're asking, National French Fry Day, the most underrated side out there for you. 610-632-0975. Larry on Twitter, at L Stetcher 2. Funny thing you bring this up. Having a Primo's sandwich this evening with my favorite side, their tortellini salad. And I'm not eating that. But that's okay. That's your thing, Larry. Enjoy it. Right? Enjoy it. And it's underrated to you. Enjoy it. Fried pickles. Acrochunis on Twitter. Fried pickles. First of all, I don't like pickles, period. I do not like pickles. Now, when I was a kid and you would go to McDonald's or whatever, you would get a cheeseburger, hamburger, I was cool with the pickle on the sandwich. But as I got older, I was down on the pickle. I used to like the pickle out of the jar. My mom would keep a jar of pickles in the refrigerator, eat the pickles out of the jar, all good. Go to the corner store around my way in Winfield. You would have the pickle in the big bin bucket thing that they used to have in the corner store for like 30 cents. I would get the pickle. As I got older, I was out on the pickle. And I'm certainly not eating a fried pickle. But that's okay. That's your side. All good. Not good for me, but good for you. That's why we're asking what your underrated side is here tonight to go along with your most influential athlete. Now that Chase Utley is hanging them up at the end of the season. 610-632-0975. We go to Bristol and John next on 97.5. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, Dev? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man.
Hey, my favorite athlete across the board was George Brett, but the man I respected the most was Dr. J.
Right, right.
He just held himself with such class, even to this day. Yeah, I try to hold a standard that he put on the map, because Dr. J just influenced so many people with his grace and the way he perceived as a human being.
Let me tell you something, man. I see Dr. J every now and then at the arena because he's around a lot as, you know, kind of like an ambassador a little bit, comes through a lot. He is still, and I've been to events with him, he is still the coolest dude, John, out there at his age. The coolest. And he commands so much respect and attention because he's still that guy. You know what I'm saying, John? So the way you say he carries himself with grace and all that, so much so that when you hear the stories in the past, the only unfortunate thing about him, people will still overlook that and say, oh, it's Dr. J, it's all good.
He just had this persona about him, this aura that you wanted to gravitate yourself towards. And he was humble.
Yes.
You know, he just had this thing that he had that it that everybody talks about. And I don't know how you can't respect a man who had that kind of influence on so many people and act like that was his job. Like, you know, just let me be who I am.
Right, right. Absolutely, man. What was the George Brett thing? What was that,
George
John?
George Brett, it's just as a kid, baseball was my favorite sport. You know, my goal was to be a pro baseball player. And just the way he approached late with, he had a plan. He was just so sure.
You like the approach? Yeah, you like the approach at the plate.
Just everything about it. And my favorite side, tater tots.
Underrated. Tater tots. Yeah, I mean, listen, It's funny. Thanks for the call, John, because when you were in school and you get that little meal in school, they have the fries and I'd be like, you know, nah, give me the tater tots. Had the fries. Give me the tots. And at home, you go with the tots. The tots are easier than the fries when you heat them up, right? Just don't put them in the microwave. You got to heat them up in the oven or the toaster oven. Heat up your tater tots in the toaster oven. I go ketchup on the side and just dip them in the ketchup. I like the tater tots. Is it underrated? No, but it's a good side dish that is not as popular as the French fry. 610-632-0975. Tom on Twitter at Slam Bamstone. Fell in love with baseball watching Scott Rolen play third base. See? That's a great one. Because we know what happened in the city. The Phillies stunk. He was the star. He was a great player. Playing on the vet turf was awful. They wanted to offer him that max contract. He turned it down. People hated him for it. And then he said something and people didn't like it. I love Scott Rolen when he was here. So what? He was miserable. He played with that awful team. He was miserable. Yeah, he went to St. Louis and said his baseball heaven. I got all that. Scott Rolen was a great third baseman. He was. Tom, I'm glad you brought that one up because he's still vilified in this city. People can't stand him. I love Scott Rolen when he was here. I rooted for him when the Phillies didn't make it to the World Series. He did. Yes, I wanted him to win a ring. I did because I thought he got a raw deal by turning down that money. How many people wanted Devin Booker to turn that money down from the Phoenix Suns just so you can get him on your 76ers? All of you are raising your hand. That's what he did. He said, I'm not signing this contract to be stuck here with this trash that you have on the field. I like that one, Tom. Good one. 610-632-0975. If you were as good as him on that hot corner, you were a darn good third baseman. Nick in Redding is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, my most influential player, I can't say player, I say players. I played every sport growing up. Mm-hmm. Probably the most was Allen Iverson. I wore number 3 in every sport I played.
Did you have an arm sleeve?
Yeah, I had. Growing up, man, I had every pair of shoes. I had every sweatband. I had the finger sweatbands. I had it all.
Yo, you had the finger sleeve, yes, with the number 3 on it. I remember when, was it Reebok or the NBA started selling them? I remember when they did sell those.
Oh, I had everything. I wanted to learn how to dribble my left hand and have a crossover and everything growing up. That was my thing. I played point guard. With football, it was Brian Dawkins, and I wore number 20. I played quarterback, but I ended up playing both sides of the ball, and I played safety because I just wanted to hit like he did. So, he was big. And with baseball, it was Shane Victorino. I played center field just to be like him, and I emulated my swing off of Jim Thome, which I know isn't a big one, but I wanted to swing like Jim Thome.
That's an interesting one. Was it more when he came here, or was it while he was with Cleveland? Which one was it?
It was just him in general. I just liked the way he swung. I just liked the way it looked. Yeah. So I like tried to emulate his swing.
Yeah, so you went across the board with all of them on the baseball field, man. Baseball field with Thome and Victorino. Football field, Doc Iverson. I understand. No doubt about it. Nick, good ones. Your underrated side dish.
It's a toss-up between collard greens or candy yams.
You got to pick one because they're both great.
Collard greens. They're my favorite, but I feel like they're underrated.
That's my go-to when we have the family dinners or we go to a soul food spot. It's always the collard greens for me with that side dish, man. Always.
Do you get them with smoked pork or you do the smoked turkey?
Smoked turkey, but I'll dabble a little hot sauce on it just for show.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No doubt about it, Nick. 610-632-0975. The collard greens, the underrated side dish. See, I go when we do go and get that, I get the macaroni and cheese, the collard greens, and fried chicken. I get the fried chicken. My wife and the kids, they normally go with the fish and, you know, whatever. I laugh at them. Because mine is best. Benny, we haven't heard from you before we get to Karan, Brady, Reese, Tom, Mike. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. Benny, your most influential athlete that you tried to, I guess, emulate and identify yourself with the most grown up?
If we're talking locally, I'm going AI.
Okay.
Now we're talking still on basketball.
Nationally?
I would say Kobe first. But after Kobe, I was a huge Amari Stoudemire fan.
See, I was not a big Amari Stoudemire fan. But see, you have size. I'm a smaller guy. It doesn't matter because Rasheed Wallace, one of my favorites growing up, watching him. As a matter of fact, the first time I saw Rasheed, no, the second time, my first cousin, my cousin Sean took me to watch him in the All-Star game for the pub. I think he was like 9th or 10th grade, whatever it was. Then Mikhail's dad, Jack, when I was a freshman and Jack was a senior on our basketball team and we played before they did, Jack was the star of the team. He introduced me to Rasheed and I'm looking up at this dude like, yo, that's just Rasheed Wallace. So I get it, but Stoudemire to me, I thought was, while he was good and he made himself to be a really, really good player at first, and even, I'll just say it, I thought he was a product of Steve Nash and that system.
Okay, now I see where you're going with that. For me, well, see, I'm in that group of players who, and you kind of touched on it, who growing up, because I was bigger than everybody, you know, you look at me now, I'm average height for a point guard in the NBA, but I always played the centers and the power forward. Mm-hmm. So
I can see you being Stoudemire down low with the mid-range game and some athleticism explosion. Sure.
Exactly. For me, that, like I said, that's what did it.
Okay.
But I agree. Steve Nash is a big part of who he was.
Steve Nash, Mike D'Antoni, 7 seconds or less, it all worked out, and he had the right people surround him. He was good, though. He was good. He turned himself into a really good player. Side dish for you. Underrated.
See, at first, when you said French fries, I tell you, my first thought was, I'm a huge sweet potato fry.
Well, go with that one, because no one has said it. Sweet potato fry it is.
Yeah, I like Benny, sweet potato fries.
Man. You got it. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Again, Amari Stoudemire was good. I thought he was a little overrated around the league because of who he was with. Athleticism, can't teach that. His jumper, he worked on it big time. Great pick and roll player with Steve Nash. Great pick and roll player. But I just thought he was a product because Steve Nash was that good. I'm sorry. Karan in South Philly joins us next on the Fnac. Karan, what's going on?
How you doing, man? How you been?
Good, man.
All right. I'm just sitting there listening to your conversation, man. I guess I'm an old head because my number one influential player was Bo Jackson. Yeah, I mean,
on the football field or on the baseball field?
But that's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Right.
He was an all-around athlete. You know, it wasn't like... You know, because people always say when I have this conversation, well, Deion did the same thing, but Deion was all speed. Bo Jackson was the pure athlete.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that simple. And after the Brian Bosworth thing, you know, trucking him on the goal line, you know what I'm saying?
Monday Night Football.
That pretty much did it for me. I mean, I wasn't a Raiders fan, but I definitely was a diehard, to this day, a Bo Jackson fan. And His attitude to as an individual was just like, this is what I do. It's not like this. I'm not doing nothing special. I'm not going out there being flamboyant.
Like Deion.
Exactly. That was the exact opposite of Deion. Deion was, you know, flashy, where Bo was like, this is me. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I do it. And, you know, it might work. It might not work. And even after he got injured, he stepped away from football. But his, you know, what he did in the world, you know, was still just as great as what he was doing.
And you know, it's funny because you mentioned the trucking of Bosworth when he was with the Seattle Seahawks, and of course, Bo was with the Raiders, and he did that. And then the one that stands out the most as a baseball player, not just the home runs, when he climbed the wall.
Oh, yeah, that was good
right,
too. Though,
when he would climb the wall and rob whoever it was for a home run. Yeah, Bo was great.
Yeah, and then he broke the bat, too, and he just broke the bat over his knee.
Oh, man. And then everybody used to try to do it, and you see guys that couldn't do it, bust their knee up.
It was funny because they were saying it was fixed, and my argument is, if it was fixed, how was he going to hit? How was he going to hit the ball if the bat was already falling in half?
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah, it was a good. So, like I said, I must be old school. And that's national, real quick, locally. I mean, it may be crazy because, you know, I'm African American, but Ron Hextall was like, when I played goalie.
Okay.
So watching him play goalie and the moves that he did and how aggressive he was coming at players that was coming towards him with the puck. To me, I took over. You know, I kind of wanted to do that and wanted to be that. I always said, if you're coming at me with a puck, don't worry about the net. You worry about me.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, that's how I kind of played the game too. So
and he can
it
score.
Was, you know, it was a good thing.
And he can
exactly
score.
Right, but not to mention that. And yeah, as far as
side, my side,
fried okra. Fried okra, hands down. It's a
fried okra
thing, but fried okra, you get better. You get a bit better fried okra, you can't lose it, man. I'm saying a little bit of salt
bro,
on the side, you're good to go, man.
Grind. I'm not doing it. But it's okay.
Man,
it's all right for you.
All right, I hear you.
Karan, thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. Bo Jackson was the man. Bo Jackson was the man. You know how you say the? And when you say the, you know it's all caps. Bo Jackson was the man. Most influential athlete for you when you were growing up as a sports fan. And it even has carried over to today. You just heard Karan lay it out. He, as he said, he's an old head, and he went Bo Jackson. That's okay. You're not an old head. You just love Bo Jackson. Two-way player, fantastic at what he did. Fantastic. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again. Hanging out with you until 9 o'clock. Jeff Mosher from 9 to midnight. We're also asking you on National French Fry Day your most underrated side dish. Most will say, when you go get a burger, give me some fries. When you get a steak, people get fries with steaks. Right? Steak. Fries are the go-to, and one of the we've had two different versions of fries already. We've had one on the phones that said curly fries, and Benny said sweet potato fries. So even if you went the underrated French fry, feel free, just give us an underrated side dish. 610-632-0975. Tom is next with us on 97.5. What's going on, Tom?
Yeah, I was going to say Dr. J, but somebody said I would say Bobby Jones.
Okay, Bobby Jones being that guy, that six man, doesn't worry about the accolades, just go out there and get it done.
And I'm 59 years old, and I always liked Joe Namath when I grew up because he was kind of a rebel with that long hair and getting all the women and wore that white spike.
You wanted to be him for that reason.
Yeah. And I used to like watch the old AFL because they throw them long passes and stuff and everything.
No question about it, man. Do you have a side dish for us? Underrated for you, Tom.
Yeah, stuffing.
See, I'm a picky eater, and I don't go stuffing. And I stay away from the stuffing. What is it about the stuffing, Tom?
Boston Market is good stuffing with us. Get the meatloaf or the chicken or turkey or something. Boston Market has good sides on about everything.
Yeah, and you know what? When me and Pat Egan were talking about this, Tom, earlier today, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. And you bring up Boston Market. We were talking about it, and I'm like, yeah, when we go, because Pat and I did that one. I remember Pat and I were both late. Natalie and Tyrone stayed with us after Mike's show, stayed here when we got caught in that ice storm, that nasty one. And during the Sixers game, during the break, I got to tell you, I ran across the street and got some Boston Market because he and I were both hungry. He was stuck in his car coming from, I think, King of Prussia or Plymouth Meeting. I was stuck coming from Horsham. We were starving. And we have a Boston Market right near us here. And I'm like, Pat, what is your side, man? He's texting me. He gave me some weird stuff that he wanted. But it was okay. That was all him. I didn't want any. So, you know, you get the cornbread with your meal. And then you get two sides. And like I said, I'm pretty simple. I go mashed potatoes and give me some green whatever, like a green bean, and I'm solid. Pat is like, nah, give me this, this, and this. I'm like, all right, dude, you got it. Whatever you need. But Boston Market has a ton of them. So, again, those are the sides that we're talking about. 610-632-0975. Brady joins us next from Norristown on 97.5. Brady.
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
How you doing, man?
Good. Before I go, I got a question I want to ask you about sports. But my favorite athlete growing up, you know, that got me really into the football in the early 2000s was Champ Bailey.
Ooh.
And, you know, I think he's one of those slept on.
Underrated corners, yeah, best corners of all time.
Of his era. And he's one of those slept on defensive backs of his era, too.
Because he can shift from corner or safety and still be as effective.
Yeah, he was dominant in his position. And, you know, he was one of those players where growing up, you know, playing football in the backyard, he made me want to be a cornerback every time, you know, we played pickup football.
You get an interception, did you scream out, Champ?
Yeah.
No doubt, man. But no, he was a great one, great underrated corner. And, you know, he played in Denver. And even though Denver's, as far as the NFL, is a big team, you still It's like, all right, yeah, Champ Bailey, he gets forgotten.
Right.
He gets forgotten. Give us a underrated side dish for you, Brady.
You know, when you go to the Chinese stores, I like the steamed dumplings. I think they're underrated.
Steamed?
Yeah, the steamed dumplings.
Steamed dumplings.
They're pretty good.
I've never had it.
You know.
And like I said,
it's like fried pork. It's like steamed pork rolls, basically.
See, and it's funny because, you, like you said, you go to, you get your side, you get your shrimp fried rice, whatever it might be, your General Tso's chicken, and give me a side of the steamed dumpling. And
yeah,
guess what, Brady? You can have that one by yourself. I'm out. I go with the fries. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Even when we were the young kids around my way in Winfield, go to the Chinese store around the way. You get your chicken wings and you get your side of French fries. It's National French Fry Day. What is the most underrated side for you when you get something to eat? Plus, the most influential athlete for you growing up as a kid, where you most identify with them. And not just because, again, you like them as a player, but you identify because, just as he said, he thought he could play like Champ Bailey. For me, it was Mo Cheeks. My dad wanted me to watch Mo Cheeks because I thought once I watched Mo Cheeks at my size, I could play like Mo Cheeks in his demeanor on the floor. That was more me. Brian Westbrook, when I thought I was good on the football field, Brian Westbrook, if I made it to the NFL or if I played at a higher level, I would have been like Brian Westbrook. Carried myself the way I did on the field that way. And guess what? When I met him and got to work with him, I was not disappointed because he's still that guy. Carries himself the same way. And that's how I think I would have been. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens hanging out with you guys here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest. Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live with special guest Ben Simmons. Win your tickets only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Whoa, it's the sprint turn.
Southpod, what are you doing here, little guy?
I want to hear about the remarkable new 9.7-inch Apple iPad.
It's so great. The new iPad is like a computer, but also completely unlike any computer.
Whoa, true duality.
Pretty cool, huh?
And it works with Apple Pencil?
Yeah, and this weekend only, when you switch to Sprint Unlimited Plus, with all the features you love for a price you love, you'll also get a new iPad on Sprint.
On Sprint is awesome, baby. Let's tell as many humans as we can.
This weekend only, switch to Unlimited Plus from Sprint, and you'll get a brand new iPad on us. Visit your Sprint store, sprint.com/promotions, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Requires new lines of service. Approved credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums. Use rules and restrictions apply. iPad on us after $100 via MasterCard. Prepaid reward mailed after 60 days in good standing. $15 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Pay $4.17 a month for 24 months. If you cancel early, remaining balance due taxes due at sale.
This year is one of the worst on record for severe storms, and these storms are really taking a toll on homes, especially on roofs. Lots of roofing companies come out of the woodwork and take advantage of homeowners during times like these. They know you're desperate, and your home is vulnerable, and they hike up their prices accordingly. That will never happen when you call Roofing Nation. In fact, Roofing Nation is offering 50% off a new roof with 0% interest until 2020. Roofing Nation's expert installers use GAF certified materials and guarantee one-day installation of your new roof, so you can finally rest easy that your home, your family, and all of your possessions are safe. If summer storms have wreaked havoc on your home, now is the time to replace that old damaged roof for a fraction of the cost. Call Roofing Nation now for 50% off a GAF certified roof and no interest until 2020, including lifetime shingles and a lifetime warranty. Not to mention one-day installation. Call now 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4NATION or roofingnation.com.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so that you can get started on your schedule. With convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks. Because a college education can work for your wallet too. University of Maryland University College. State University, global campus, made for you. UMUC's undergraduate business programs were designed with you in mind. Take advantage of bachelor's degrees in fields like accounting, finance, human resources management, marketing, and more. Grow the skills today that will help you become a leader tomorrow. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Friends of the Crown, the King and Queen are heading out on a royal getaway to their summer castle, and a few of our lucky common folk will get to join them. Will there be jousting, feasting, and chests of ice-cold Bud Light? The King saith there shall be, otherwise someone spending their summer in the pit of misery. Do enter for thy chance to win a royal getaway. Enjoy responsibly. 2018 AB Bud Light via St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over and 7/27/18. See official rules at BudLight.com for entry, prizes, and details. Void where prohibited.
All right, everybody, this is a payday bar. It's made of a truckload of peanuts, sweet caramel, and gumption. Good old-fashioned gumption, period. Doesn't matter that a payday bar is 10.5 centimeters long or that the king-size bar is 14.7 centimeters long or that one time I ate a payday bar and built a three-story doghouse. No, all that matters is that a payday bar gives you the energy to keep doing whatever you're doing because it's made of peanuts and caramel. The gumption bit, well, that's up to you, really. Payday. Get to it.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text REP to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text REP to 42424. That's R-E-P to 42424.
Home is the Summer RVs on sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Huge discounts, top trade values, and special finance rates at the Gloucester Premium Outlets at Exit 7B on Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports talk for Camden and all of Camden County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
7:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons hanging out with you here until 9 o'clock on The Fanatic. Benny Odita behind the glass. 610-632-0975. Somebody that the Sixers fans have eyes on or had eyes on. Don't know that they still do. Some have not. Little update on him, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. Share that, plus some latest on Manny Machado and the Philadelphia Phillies, and is it possible? Could it be? We'll get into that a little more as we go along until 9. Here on The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. The Fanatic Deal of the Week, though, is this week only. Get a six-month peak membership to Crunch Fitness in Huntington Valley, East Norton, or Fairless Hills for only $99. Get this half-price Crunch Fitness deal now through Sunday, July 15th. Check it out now at 97.5thefanatic.com. Keyword, crunch. Let's go back to the phones as we talk about Chase Utley retiring at the end of the 2018 season. Currently a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Had a press conference today to announce just that. So we're asking you, your favorite athlete, most influential, that you felt like you identified with the most as a young kid with the aspirations of making it to the highest level, and even now where you still look at them and say, you know what, that's my guy. 610-632-0975. We head to Glenn Olden to check in with Mike on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Devon?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Good. Both guys I wanted to talk about, you kind of already mentioned a little bit, but locally, definitely Westbrook, Final Westbrook,
nice.
Without a doubt.
No doubt.
I don't know what it was about him. He just, you know, everything he did on and off the field was just something I wanted to emulate growing up.
Great player, man. Wish he could have played a little longer. And we saw some great football when he was on the field, no doubt about it. And he carried himself the right way.
Oh, yeah. And nationally, you talked about him a little bit. I know Philly fans are going to hate this, but Deion Sanders.
Now, what was it about Deion that made you, when you went to the football field and you said, you know what, I'm playing corner and I'm going to be like that guy?
That's it, man. I just wanted to play corner. And, you know, as soon as you caught that ball, growing up in the 90s, if you did not want to high step into the end zone, I don't know what football you were playing, man.
Now, did you have the headband and the arm, the wristbands up around your elbows and stuff like that, like Deion did? And the sunglasses?
I wore a little bit of that.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, I didn't go as far as he did, you know. I always tried to emulate everything he did. Deion was the best, man.
You got it. Mike, you got a underrated side dish?
Asparagus.
Okay. I like asparagus. I can do that.
Yeah, grilled asparagus, you know, throw that in the oven or something with a little oil. That's the best.
Yeah, I can get down with that, Mike. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Sure. My go-to with that is broccoli, but I can go with asparagus, no doubt about it. Certainly. Let's go to Tony in North Philly next on the Fanatic. Tony.
All right.
How's it going?
Alrighty. My favorite player, Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Thought you could be the Pearl, huh? What was it specifically about the Pearl that made you, you identified the most with him?
The shake and bake and the fallaway jump shot.
Did you ever get close?
A little bit. I tried.
Which one specifically, the handle or the fadeaway jumper?
The fadeaway jumper.
Okay.
A little bit with the handle.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, listen, everybody, that's like when people bring up Allen Iverson, and I'm sure we're going to hear it a couple of times throughout the night while we're doing this. You see that handle and that spin move that the Pearl would have, or the in and out, but he was so smooth with it, Tone, that it was like, oh, how could you fall for that? But if you were in front of him, you probably would fall for that because it was that good. And that's why it was so hard for somebody to try to emulate that specific type of move the way that he did it so gracefully, so easy.
Yeah, I played a little ball in the summer league with George Johnson.
Uh-huh.
That was he played with under Luke Kornacek.
Yeah, at St. John's.
Yeah, St. John's.
Yeah.
I drafted by the Bucks.
Yep.
Yeah, we was roommates in the summer league.
Okay, nice. Nice, and, no doubt. What's your underrated side, Tony?
Coleslaw.
I'm out, but you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it. Thanks for the call, Tone. Coleslaw. I'm out on that, no doubt about it. I'm out. I can't do it. I like lettuce. I'm cool with carrots. I like mayonnaise. I just don't need it all together like that. Sorry. I can't do it. I'm out. Enjoy it. Save it all for you. All of you people that want the coleslaw. When you go to KFC, I remember go to KFC, they give you the coleslaw just as a normal side. It's like, hold up. Mm-mm. Let's fix this. Get this out of here. Give me some mashed potatoes. Give me the potato wedges. We talking about National French Fry Day. Give me some potato wedges. Right? I don't want the coleslaw. I'm out. 610-632-0975. Pat in Houston joins us next on The Fanatic. Pat.
Hold on, Devon.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. So I got national and local icons that I looked up to and still do. Actually, not so much for the local, but at the time, T.O., when he was in Philly playing backyard football, I don't even care really, like, before he got here, what he did to Dallas when he went on the Star,
yeah,
on the 49ers and did that.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as he did that, T.O., to Dallas, T.O., I was a fan of him forever. And then when he came here, every time he played backyard football, everyone was trying to do the touchdown celebration.
What was your favorite one?
I liked it when he had the Sharpie in his sock and he yanked it out and then signed the ball and gave it to the kid.
My favorite one was when he got the pom-poms and with the cheerleaders and started dancing with them on the sideline. He was so creative, man, with that stuff. And it's unfortunate that he's not going to attend the ceremonies for his Hall of Fame induction because I think he would have gave a great speech and realized, even though they kept him out as long as they did with the voting, realize how much respect he has around the NFL community, period. You know what I'm saying? And now he's doing it at his school, which is a cool thing, but do that after the actual ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of disagree with you. I'm tuning in and watching the chat news.
Oh, you are going to do
it. Yeah, I'm gonna join in and watch my boy. But nationally, real quick, I was going to say Tiger Woods, and not so much also for what he did on the course, but the man was able to manage a bad phone for like 10 years and win a bunch of tournaments.
To do what?
He was able to manage a little bit of a side game with the Applebee's waitresses and still win majors.
Thanks, Pat. I got you, man. Listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Yes, he did do that with the side dish. I understand. Good call. Tyreek in Springfield is next on the Fanatic. Reek.
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's happening? Good, man.
Yeah, nationally, man, I was a big, most people don't want to hear it. I wasn't even a Bulls fan, man, but I was a big Scottie Pippen dude.
I couldn't stand Scottie Pippen. I respected him,
really?
But I couldn't stand him because I knew he was good. I knew he was really good. And it wasn't as far as I go with the Amari Stoudemire thing, but it was Scottie, one of those. Would Scottie have been Scottie without Mike? Now, he was Scottie with Mike, so you can't take it away, but it was always one of those things. And then especially, Reek, when he started talking after they retired about how much he made Michael Jordan better, and then he starts going into LeBron James and Michael Jordan and this and that, wanting to hear himself talk. Turns me off, man.
I don't get into all the stuff now. But at the time, man, I was like, I was at that weird height. You know, I was like 6 foot, and like it was like these dudes are bigger, but I couldn't play point guard. You know what I mean? So I was like, I'm gonna be that dude in the middle that I'm gonna be able to D everybody up. I don't care. I'll bang with the 6'5" dude. I'll play the point guard. I'll play defense, and I'll grab rebounds, and I'll score every now and then.
Yeah.
And then it was Scottie and then Greg Hill, man.
Perfect 3-and-D player right now, Scottie Pippen would be in this era of basketball.
Yeah, those are my two dudes. And then Grant Hill showed up, and I was like, all right, I'm in the same 33. I'm keeping my 33, and I'm rolling with Grant Hill. You know what I mean?
I was so disappointed when G. Hill got those injuries and couldn't overcome that to allow us to see the great player for years and years and years that we know he would have become.
Oh yeah, man. That was him and it would have been nice to see him and Tracy when they were down in Orlando. What that could have been.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
It'd been interesting to see what that would have been.
Yep. What's your side, Tyreek, on the way out?
I always go with the rice pilaf, man. I can't, you know, I feel like you can't have the meal without the rice. So every time I see it on the menu, I'm like, oh, let me get the rice, and then I got to find something else to put with it.
I like the rice pilaf. I'm okay with that. See, that's normal though. It's a normal dish, Reek. Thanks for the call. I'm good with that. 610-632-0975. Chase Utley hanging him up at the end of the 2018 season. So we're asking, as important as he was here in Philadelphia, and technically still is. He has a huge following in this area for what he did during his time as a member of the Phillies. And we all know, of course, because of the 2008 World Series that those guys gave to us. And one, of course, for themselves and one for us. The most influential athlete that you just simply identify with the most when it came to you being that player on the field, the ice, the court, whatever it was, you just identify with them. I was Chase Utley on the baseball field. That's what we're asking. And then National French Fry Day, the most underrated side out there. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, going down the shore? Now you can listen to 97.5 The Fanatic all the way down. Going
down. If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Download the free Fanatic app. Listen in the car on the AC Expressway, GSP, Route 55, and all roads leading to the shore. Turn it up. Listen in the shore house or on the beach or on your boat.
If you've got a phone, you've got a radio.
Listen to us anywhere. Download the app. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tired of your typical nightly routine? Shake things up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. With scheduled live performances, happy hours, late night entertainment, and more, you can find out all of the happenings at Creekside Cabaret by checking out their online calendar and by following Creekside's social media accounts to find out about all of their featured performers, beautiful ladies, and awesome events. Having a guys' night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentlemen's club. 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
This is Ron Jaworski for Landis Block. A backyard has the potential to become the paradise a homeowner has always imagined. Here's my good friend and vice president of Landis Block, Jared Nice, with some tips and information on starting your backyard process.
Everybody seems to want to have an outdoor living room experience. People are putting in a lot of fireplaces and a lot of fire pits. We haven't done a lot of waterfall features yet, but they seem to be on the cutting edge right now. Even with all the possibilities, I'll advise homeowners to do research before embarking on a project or moving forward with a contractor. If a homeowner is using a contractor, I would suggest ask for a reference beforehand. I always suggest that with any contractor. There's nothing wrong with that. Start your process.
You heard it here, folks. Landis Block turns imagination into reality by helping homeowners build the backyard of their dreams. Start the process right away at LandisBC.com.
Consider this. Most tires aren't even as thick as the foam on your morning latte. Yet, pumped full of air, they support thousands of pounds rolling down a hot asphalt road for hours. I'm Pep Boys Area Director Wendy Rosasco. And before your next summer road trip, remember, there's not a latte between you and the road. Be safe and let the pros at Pep Boys get you ready to roll.
Now through July 29th, buy three select Cooper Adventurer tires and get the fourth tire free. Plus, get a $60 rebate and a free one-year road assist package, too. Only at Pep Boys. After manufacturer's mail-in rebate with installation package, see restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
This heat is out of control.
Not as out of control as the red hot summer savings at JCPenney.
I think my flip-flops are melting.
Be cool. Shop select women's sandals. Only $17.99.
Must get new shorts.
60% off select shorts for the family. It's getting hot, hot, hot.
Shop JCPenney for 3 days of red hot summer savings. Shop it while it's hot. JCPenney, style and value for all. Pricing valid 713 to 715. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up on Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by Rasta Impasta and Influential Drones. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets.
.975 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9. Jeff Mosher taking over at that time, carrying you until midnight on this Friday night. Chase Utley hanging him up. Not the only former Philadelphia athlete that's calling it quits. DeMarco Murray had a great, great run as a running back with the Philadelphia Eagles. And I mean actually like literally one run when he was a member of the Eagles. Not a long-term thing in the uniform, just one run. Now, he was actually all right for a little bit. Didn't fit the system here with Chip Kelly. But he is hanging him up after seven seasons. So DeMarco Murray, no longer in the NFL. You know how it goes, man. Running backs, they get done a little quicker. And he's, after 7 years, hanging him up. So Chase Utley, very influential in the area. People identify themselves with him. And when you have the smaller players, you can look at them and say, yeah, you know, I would have been like that. Chase Utley, that was him for a lot of people. And that's why we're asking tonight, most influential player for you as a sports fan. 610-632-0975. And also, when you call in as a side with it being National French Fry Day, the most underrated side here for you. And I forgot to mention when I was talking to Tyrone about this before we get back to the phones, Tyrone mentioned that when he played, he was more of the Reggie Miller type because it was the shooting and the fact that he loved how Reggie Miller could talk so much smack, get under people's skin, but it never got to Reggie Miller. He was always comfortable being who he was, getting at that high level of smack talk, throwing the opponent off, but still being able to play at the highest level for himself and be Reggie Miller. And that was Tyrone's.
I just find that funny because now just knowing, now from what I know about Tyrone's personality so far, like he doesn't even strike me as the person to even chat back. You know what I'm saying?
I disagree.
I feel like,
say that again. I disagree.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I don't know him as well, but I just feel like Ty is the type, like, you know, somebody will come over to him and maybe say, man, you know, you're not even all that, or, you know, you know your game is weak or whatever. And Ty's just like, well, all right.
Yeah.
Just watch this.
Yeah. Or he'll be like Russell Westbrook when I heard Donovan Mitchell say that Russell Westbrook was like one of his favorite players. And he was saying he fouled Russell Westbrook on a move or something. He was stunned by the move. And he said to Russell Westbrook, that was a great move. Russell Westbrook was like, man, bleep you, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's how Ty would be on the floor. He's not trying to hear that. He's trying to hoop, and he's trying to stop you and score
on you.
So I hear what you're saying, but I counter with that, with my knowing Tyrone, as long as I've known Ty, that's where I would go. Now,
you got a couple years on me, man.
Got you. 610-632-0975 at G. _bomb82. Reggie White for Graham. Reggie White. So when he played football, he felt like he could be Reggie with the swim move, all that cool stuff. He was Reggie White for Graham. And at Mango in Chief 28, Sophisticated Leaf, Iverson made me fall in love with basketball. Toughness couldn't be duplicated. He was also a huge soccer fan. David Beckham, Roberto Carlos, Luis Figo from Real Madrid were his idols. Appreciate that. Leaf, let's go back to the phones. We head to Atlanta and Reese next on 97.5. What's up, Reese?
Yo, what's going on?
How you feel, man?
My game, sometimes you actually just stole my juice a little bit. You took a couple of my names, but I have a plethora of names to drop on you. I'm just going to try to make it quick. So, hello, can you hear me?
I got you. Yep.
All right. So, initially, you know, everybody growing up wanted to be a receiver or a running back. So, initially, I wanted to be like Jerry Rice because he was best. So, I emulated his approach to the game on the practice field. But I remember the day that I decided I wanted to play football, I was watching NFL films, and Kevin Green was mic'd up. And I was running around the house in my tidy whities and my T-shirt, and I was tackling a blow-up boxing bag onto the couch, and I decided I wanted to play football.
All right, Kevin Green.
right? But when I played, they said I couldn't play receiver because I was too slow, so I had to play DN. So the first jersey number I actually wore was Reggie White. And mind you, I was fresh off of taking Taekwondo, so I was pretty much unblockable. And back at that time, the head mush and the head slap was still legal. So imagine someone not being able to block me, and then I mush you and slap you. Like, an honor team, but I wasn't expecting that.
No question about it. So yeah, you had all of that in your bag of tricks, and maybe even a little hump move like Reggie.
With the love of the game, like I was always a little bit smaller, so I had to rely more on proper technique. But, you know, when you love a game, sometimes you want to play it so bad you almost come to tears, or you actually see it and make you cry a little bit. I'll say Brian Dawkins and Ray Lewis, and I always remember if they ever were to happen to be on the same team. You know, like just watching the end of their NFL films with the voiceover and all that, watching them always made me just like, if I watch it right now, it'll make me want to play. And I forgot to mention Steve Atwater.
Got you, yeah. So you just going hard hitters, but give
and
us your...
Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones, okay. Yeah.
Real quick, basketball, my first pair of sneakers was Sean Kemp's. They were the ugly sneakers in the world, but I would wear them right now. If you use Sean Kemp on 2K, mind you, everybody, it's a cheat code.
Yeah.
Sean Kemp.
Of course.
And I emulated Jamal Crawford.
Did you have the handle like Jamal, though?
No. See, the thing, basketball isn't my sport.
Okay.
But mind you, if I play... If I'm open my mind, I'm
going to
shoot.
I got you. Hey, that's how he wins those six man in awards and able to play as long as he is. Give us a side on your way out. Reese?
It's easy to mess up, but pasta side, every cookout. The pasta side has to be made right, though, because some people have been overthinking and screwed up.
Yeah, and you know what?
You
can make it right, and I still won't eat it, Reese. Thanks for the call, man. You got it. 610-632-0975. We keep it moving and head to Camden this time and go to Tyrone on 97.5. Ty.
Yo, what's going on with you, good brother, man?
How you doing, man?
Man, chilling, man. Just trying to, you know, survive the day as they
say. No doubt about it.
One of my favorite players of all time, you know, growing up as a kid, I was a diehard, like, Bruce Smith fan, man.
Oh, look at that.
Like, Bruce Smith it was just for some apparent reason, it was like every week he made me love more and more into the Buffalo Bills because it was like they almost had the game plan for just him alone, you know, and it was like,
and they had a bunch of people, too, where it was him, Daryl Talley over there.
Yeah,
and Cornelius Bennett.
And it was like, you know, even though they focused on him, it was like he was averaging almost like a sack and a half per game.
Yeah.
Like, regardless, you know what I mean? And it was just, it's kind of crazy because people always say, you know, oh, you know, Reggie White. And it's like, you know what? It was always a tie between them two for some reason. But Bruce Smith always got slept on, even though he was the all-time.
You know why? Because it was Buffalo.
Yeah, it was just something where it was like...
It was Buffalo. And Reggie was here in Philadelphia. Lawrence Taylor was in New York. He was Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. But, you know, I'm glad to see he got a jacket in the Hall of Fame.
No question.
I mean? I would have loved to see him get a ring, but, hey, things happen that way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, what made me a bigger fan of him was actually my pop, because remember when he had his sneaks, he had the Nike Veers.
Yeah.
And Dennis Hopper had the commercial, man. My pop brought them for me for Christmas. Man, I almost lost my mind watching that box come in the house, man. But, my underrated side, I'm going to say cranberry sauce, man. A lot of people sleep on cranberry
sauce. Yeah, I sleep on it, man. Because I pass by it while I was on the table. I'm going on that one. Ty, there's so much food left over on this table of all of us as we talk tonight, man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Cranberry sauce. I'm out. And I got on the text board, John DiCarlo, of course, of owlscoop.com, checked in. And he said, yo, you out on stuffing? Even on Thanksgiving? Yeah, I'm out. There's enough for everybody because I'm passing and you can have it. And that's going to be the same for the cranberry sauce on that table. If we had this imaginary get together with all of us, like we really actually do on August 25th at Xfinity Live for the shutdown party of the year, Fan Fest. If we had these things here on the table, I'm probably eating only a couple of them. 610-632-0975. On the other side, I'm going to tell you Sixers fans about one target that a lot of people wanted. It's likely now off the table. Devon Givens here. 8 o'clock hour coming up next on The Fanatic.
Devon and Jeff, DNG Radio on 97.5 The Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away.
Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking Birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey guys, Bob Cooney here. You know, we all work hard all week. With everything we have going on, the last thing I want waiting for me at home is another to-do list. Well, I found your way to get rid of that list and have more free time this summer. Stop letting chores around the house get in your way. The Tackle app is here to help make your life easier. Get your house clean, handyman work done, junk hauled, yard work finished, furniture rearranged, TV hung, and hundreds of other chores checked off your to-do list. You'll then be connected with someone who can show up ready to work within an hour or two. And don't worry, Tackle takes care of all the background checks on their workers so that you can trust who is on the way to help you out. There are hundreds of pre-priced chores to choose from. Ready for someone to help make your life easier? Download the Tackle app for free. Just go to the App Store and download Tackle, T-A-K-L. Don't miss out. Let Tackle show you how great it feels to conquer your to-do list. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Well, we've definitely 1-800-GOT-SOME-JUNK.
See all that stuff in the yard?
Yes, sir.
We're moving, and that's just part of the stuff we're not taking.
Would you do something for me, ma'am?
Like what?
Would you wave your arm across the yard?
Like this?
Wow, how did...
That was fun!
When you want junk to disappear, all you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The Fanatic's Deal of the Week saves you money with a six-month peak membership to Crunch Fitness in Huntington Valley, East Norriton, or Fairless Hills for only $99. Get it this week only on 97.5thefanatic.com. The peak membership gives you access to the online nutrition program, circuit training, group fitness classes, Crunch Live video workouts, tanning, and much, much more. At Crunch Fitness, no judgments means room for everyone and endless encouragement to get fit. Get this half-price Crunch Fitness deal now through Sunday at 97.5thefanatic.com. Keyword, crunch.
Pocono Raceway is summertime. It's where the whole family can come for the day or camp out for the weekend. It's where fans can shake hands with the most famous drivers on earth. It's where tailgating is serious business. It's where first-timers hang out with old-timers. And the racing's always a little tricky. Bring your friends. Bring your family. Just bring it. Pocono style. The Gander Outdoors 400, July 27th to 29th. Don't miss our annual NASCAR Driver Fan Fest on Friday night.
If you are an architect, engineer, mechanical contractor, or building owner, you should get to know the Bradford White Magnum Series Commercial Water Heaters. Bradford White Magnum Series Commercial Water Heaters incorporate features that result in greater durability, more reliable and energy-efficient performance, exceptional installation, flexibility, and cost savings. No matter what the call for hot water, there's a Bradford White Commercial Water Heaters solution for your business properties. Visit BradfordWhite.com today for details.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Excuse me, kind human.
What can I do for you, enormous robot?
I have been analyzing the data and find myself perplexed. Sprint has the network built for unlimited at the best price, yet some humans choose to pay so much more with Verizon when they could be saving with Sprint.
I didn't know that.
Perhaps humans are also unaware that Sprint offers 50% off the Samsung Galaxy S9 lease. It has Samsung's best camera ever, and with Sprint's Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments.
That's impressive. I need to get to Sprint.
Helping humans is my mission. Sprint is not far from this location. I can give you a lift.
Put me down, please.
Too much help?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right now, get 50% off the Samsung GS9 lease. That's $16.50 a month. Hurry, a limited time offer. Visit Sprint.com/GS9 or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S9, $16.50 a month. After $16.50 a month, credit will apply with the two bills with approved credit. 18 month lease, $30 activation fee, and new line of service. If you cancel earlier, remaining balance, two coverage and offer not available everywhere. For discounted phones, restrictions apply.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
802-975 The Fanatic. So, Devon Givens with you from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Benny Odita producing the show. Jeff Mosher coming up at 9. So, during this offseason of the Philadelphia 76ers, before we get back to the phones with our most influential topic and who you identify with the most as an athlete growing up, and still do today, even still. One target that a lot of people still wanted the 76ers to take a peek at on the free agent market was Bucks restricted free agent Jabari Parker. So news came out a little while ago, around the 5 o'clock hour, where Adrian Wojnarowski put out a tweet that the Chicago Bulls and Jabari Parker were in conversations about a contract, and Casey Johnson, who covers the Chicago Bulls for the Chicago Tribune, does a great job, confirmed the interest, the mutual interest, and says the Bulls are on the verge of signing Simeon Product and Bucks forward Jabari Parker, a source confirmed. We all know he's from the Chicago area. Says the Bucks have until 11:59 p.m. Central Time to pull their qualifying offer. So remember, he's a restricted free agent. They put the qualifying offer on the table to keep themselves attached to him in the event that another team, like the Sixers or anybody else, Chicago, decides to give him an offer sheet, and they have the right then to match that offer sheet. So again, they have until 11:59 Central Time to pull the qualifying offer, which would make him an unrestricted free agent. The Bulls don't know yet if they're signing Parker to a deal as an unrestricted free agent or to an offer sheet as a restricted free agent. Either way, it's expected to be a two-year deal per source. Again, this is from Casey Johnson with the Chicago Tribune, who covers the Chicago Bulls. So this is going to be interesting because he says right away the Bulls' initial plan is to start him at small forward, which is a position of need. So they would now have Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter, who's had a great summer league, Jabari Parker, Portis, Robin Lopez is still there. Their front court is getting better. Now, of course, the concerns, the two ACLs that Parker sustained while as a member of the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's been part of the reason why it's taken so long to figure out a deal for him. And I know a lot of people ask, well, can you get him? My only thing was, what are you going to do? And you see, they're talking about an offer sheet. How much are you willing to put on the table? And with things taking so long, and Casey Johnson saying it's going to be a two-year deal most likely, we don't yet know how much money it is annually for the life of that 2 years, and of course for each season. But that's an interesting thing to find out how much this is going to be for 2 years. I wonder if the Sixers did inquire about it, and at that point, when they did speak to him, if they did, it was more likely in that 4 years, 80-plus million range, the same that Aaron Gordon got, the same that Zach LaVine got. So an interesting pickup because no one really knows the health of him with the ACLs, and also we'll see how this all plays out. But it looks like another target, potentially, that a lot of the Sixer fans wanted to go after Jabari Parker. looks to be on the verge of being a member of the Chicago Bulls. 610-632-0975. We'll get to the Machado stuff, the latest from what is going on out there. Are the Phillies in? Are the Phillies out? Is the Yankees, the Dodgers? Who might it be? Ken Rosenthal with some stuff a little earlier about a new proposal potentially and what they may and may not have to give up in that deal. Let's go back to the phones, though, as we speak with Kevin in Maple Shade on 97.5. What's going on, Kev?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for hanging on.
No problem. I got two for you, but let me get, of course, my number one is AI, but I got a little different, I guess, AI. When I really started liking AI was when he was in Georgetown. If you remember, he used to wear the Jordan, the Concord.
The Concords, yep.
And I was like, yo, this guy, like, blew my mind. So when he got drafted to the Sixers, whatever I did growing up, like, I was AI, like the jerseys, the braids, the hats, like it was whatever he did, I had to do, and I had to do it like every day. And I remember we used to be at lunchtime, me and my boys used to sit there. I was an AI fan, my boy was a Vince Carter fan, and my other boy was a Kobe fan. And we used to just go like back and forth, like almost throwing fists about like that era of basketball, man. And just AI was so much more than a basketball player to me, man. He was just a man to me. It still is to this day. Like, you can say whatever you want about AI to me, man. It's not going to change my mind about what he is, who he is.
So how do you feel about, Kevin, we did the show a couple of months back when Golden State was doing some crazy stuff and Steph Curry had a great night, and I said that, yeah, it looks like, unfortunately, as much as I'm an Allen Iverson guy as well, Kev, looks like Steph Curry might have passed him.
Hey, Devon, you're my guy, man, but you know.
At the end of the day, you got to stand up for your man. I got it.
Yeah. That's the big homie, man. So, but I got a little bit different. I never grew up liking like other like outside sports teams and sports players. Like my dad just wasn't with it. Like I had to be a fan of Philly sports. And I grew up a big LaSalle fan.
Uh-huh.
And, you know what I mean? Rest in peace, Rasul Butler, man. But that was definitely Rasul was definitely a guy I looked at growing up, man.
That's cool, man.
I think a lot of people sleep on Rasul, man, about how he was a killer, man. And I just, you know what I mean? I really, like, looked up to him when he was playing with LaSalle. And then I had his jersey when he got drafted to the Heat. And I was just,
yeah.
I always looked up to Rasul, man.
Number 45, no doubt, man. Rest in peace, as you said. Can you give us a underrated side dish?
I told your producer I'm a mac and cheese guy, but if I'm going French fries, I'm a waffle fry Chick-fil-A guy.
Oh, nice.
I'm going with and it's only McDonald's fries when they're hot, man. I don't do like the sit out McDonald's fries. They got to make them fresh for me.
I agree. That's when they're at their best. And the waffle fries from Chick-fil-A, man. You and Markelle Foles, you guys can get together, hang out. Kev, thanks for the call, and check out those waffle fries, of course, from Chick-fil-A. You got to get the spicy chicken sandwich, though. Got to get the spicy, and make sure they take that pickle off. It's unnecessary. That's an unnecessary item on the chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Hey, man, why you hitting on the pickle, man? What's up with it?
I'm telling you, it drives me nuts. And then I always, because you know, you have it your way. Like Burger King says, you have it your way. So I always make sure I say, no pickle. Right? So one time they said, oh yeah, the spicy doesn't come with the pickle. It's just the original. That's a lie. Because every time I tell them, and they do it anyway, and then it's all soaked into the bread, and it has that pickle taste on the bread, and then I'm frustrated, so I load it up with ketchup just to make sure I get that taste away from the pickle.
I remember when I was coming up, I used to be the one to take the pickle off. But like now as I get older, like, no. I wouldn't say that I love them, but like the pickle, like, but it doesn't okay do anything for me, but I leave it there. No, I'm okay with it, no, to be
I'm
honest
out
with you.
I'm out. I'm out. I can't do it. No, I'm out. Ernie in West Philly. Ern, you're on 97.5. Ern, are you? Can you do the pickle? Can you go with the pickle?
Absolutely.
I'm out on the pickle, Ern.
Okay, how are you this evening, bro?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. My national is Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Right? A lot of reasons to say why, but I'm going to ask you why.
Okay, a week before the Frazier fight, he was on 52nd and the Spruce, mm-hmm. and he was out there, you know, harassing Joe, but he told us kids one thing. He said, listen, idiots come in all colors. I had to clean it up for the radio, right? You know what I mean? He said, idiots come in all colors. You'll respect people, and people will respect you.
Sure.
You know? So that's why he's been my all-time favorite. And then years later at the Constitution Center, I had the opportunity to work the event where they honored him. You know, so it was like at the beginning and at the end, but it was a great night. And Leila Ali, I'm not going to talk about her. But locally, Darren Dalton.
Darren Dalton, Dutch. Love Dutch. Had the chance to work with him for a couple of years here while we were together at the Fanatic. Miss him. He was a great guy. Great baseball player.
But a great guy as well. I was working at the Riverview on Columbus Boulevard, and him and his wife and kids came in, and there was some type of confusion, so I helped him get seated and all that. And then when he came out, he shook my hand, gave me a pound, right? Said, "Bro, you didn't tell nobody I was here." I said, "Why would I do that to you, sir?"
Yeah.
Right? And he was such a down to earth guy, and I never forgot it. You know what I mean? So basically, that's what I was wanting to let you know. Darren Dalton. The only time I met him, he was a super, super nice guy.
Yeah, Dutch is a great, great guy, man. And again, when we talk about influential, we touched a lot of people in this area. Has the great Darren Dalton Foundation, and so many people show up for that. And even when they had the reunion a couple of weeks ago, with Jeff Motion and I did the show from Xfinity Live, so many of his former teammates came out on a night that wasn't for them. It was for Dutch. Touched a lot of people, and a lot of fans showed up as well. So I agree with you on that one, Ernie. And could you also give us your underrated side dish on National French Fry Day?
Home fries, man.
Home fries.
Yes, home fries.
Nice. Home fries.
Yeah. So you can have them after a rough night. You know what I mean? They bring you right around.
Yeah, my dad used to make home fries for breakfast, and it was great. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Ernie. Appreciate it. Some sausage, you know, whatever it might be, whether you go with the sausage or the bacon or something else. Home fries, always a hit in the household when my dad would cook them up. 610-632-0975. Not a better cook than my mom, though. My dad. Shane and Maple Shade, next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Shane?
How you doing, bud?
Good, man. How you doing?
Not bad. Keeping on. Fucking traffic.
Hey, man.
95, of course. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Love listening.
What you got for us? Who did you identify with the most in sports?
I wouldn't say he's my favorite player, but definitely the most influential would probably be Cal Ripken Jr.
And why is that?
The man, you know, he never missed a day of his job. I think, what was it, about 16 years straight?
Yeah, the streak.
That's an unbeatable record.
Yeah, as a player, and you know, it's funny because a lot of people were like, yeah, he could have taken some days off. He was selfish and all that stuff. But you're right, man. I mean, he didn't miss a day. His job was to do it. He was there. And it's his streak. It's his record.
Yeah, definitely. Nobody will ever be able to beat that.
Yep. Well, you got it, man. What is your underrated side dish?
Cream corn.
You're the second one to give cream corn, and not one time that I think that will come up, Shane. Cream corn.
I was going to say asparagus, but somebody else already used that one. So
cream corn. You still go with the cream corn today?
Yeah, love it.
You go with it over
Thanksgiving,
over regular corn?
Yeah, definitely. Cream corn is so much better.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Mixing it in with everything, all the stuff in turkey on Thanksgiving.
I haven't had cream corn in years, Shane, years. And I don't even give it to my kids. They eat the regular corn, but they, you know, the little niblets and all that stuff. But we don't go with the niblets with the cream in it. And I guess that was partly because I didn't really get down with it when I was a kid, man. Shane, thanks for the call. Safe drive while you're headed down to the shore. And a lot of people are out there heading that way. And if you're just tuning in, Devon Givens again with you until 9 o'clock here on the Fanatic. Jeff Mosher from 9 to midnight, filling in all week at that time. DNG Radio from 6 to midnight. Unfortunately, not together, but we have been able to carry you throughout this entire week from 6 to midnight, albeit separated during the evening. And what we've been talking about is because Chase Utley had a press conference today announcing his retirement at the end of the 2018 season. And he meant so much to so many people in this area. We know, you know, how many times do we listen to the cut of Harry Callis saying, "Chase Utley, you are the man." And so many people agree with that. And they just identify with him as the hard-nosed player that identifies with our city. He is who we are. He is one of us. And so it got us to talking about, who do you identify with the most now as an adult? And who did you identify the most that really grabbed you as a sports fan and you wanted to be them on the floor? There's so many people that you just like, but you can't be all of those people. But for some reason, there's something there, whether it's the hard-nosed play, whether it's the stature of the player fits your description as a human being, and then, of course, you trying to be that player on in the field of play. So we've been asking you guys, who do you identify with the most as a fan where you felt like, I could have been Maurice Cheeks or Brian Westbrook on the football field, or Mari Stoudemire like Benny Odita, my producer tonight, because he was bigger than all the kids, had the height, had the mid-range jumper, and could even explode at that time because he was bigger than those guys and the athleticism just jumped out while on the court with everyone. So we've gotten a number of people, but there's still room for you guys to share yours until 9 o'clock, 610-632-0975. And it's National French Fry Day. National French Fry Day. Most underrated side for you. And in terms of French fries, Benny said sweet potato fries, which I love sweet potatoes. I love candy yams, but I don't eat sweet potato fries. Curly fries, we've gotten. Home fries, we've gotten. And waffle fries, we've gotten. Can I give a shout out to the steak fries? But they have to be cooked. And I mean cooked. Like the steak fries to be cooked. Little crispness to it. Not too mushy. Tyrone and I were talking about it earlier. Not too mushy. We don't want a little small thing of mashed potatoes. We want the steak fry to be good. And how about Stacy at QuietStorm12_? She just sends a picture and it says, the caption, you know I had to get mine. Laugh out loud. She's at Chickies and Pete's. So you know what she's getting? The crab fries. The crab fries. So for you, the most underrated side dish for you guys. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones and go to Juan in Chicago next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Juan?
Hey, Devon, how's it going, brother?
Doing well, man. Hope you're good.
Yeah, I'm good, brother. This is my second time calling your show. Love listening to you, man.
Thank you so much.
Devon, I got two of them. One is when I was in grammar school, I was a little short, chubby guy, but I could always handle the rock and push it up court after I grabbed the rebound. I'm like 6 foot now, but Charles Barkley. Sir Charles was my idol growing up.
Yep.
Who inspired me on the basketball court. Him and then once I saw I wasn't going to grow any taller, Tim Hardaway with the killer crossover.
The UTEP two-step.
The UTEP
killer
two-step.
Crossover.
There you go. Yes, sir.
And not many people could do that.
No, sir. No, I couldn't even do it. I mean, I had a crossover, but I couldn't get it between the legs and then cross it as quick as he could. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then he would lean his body, and you know what? You can, now with the technology, and even then, you know, you would bust up your VCR trying, after you recorded it, right? You would bust up your VCR tape trying to pause it and put it into slow motion mode on your VCR to see exactly how his body leaned and how he got that twitch from the defender to lean that way where you can go bang, bang and get it back to the other side, right?
And the ball was so low, they could never reach on it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was so low. I mean, it was like, I don't know, maybe like 3 inches off the ground, if that, when it bounced from one hand to the other. I mean, it was
crossover,
just
man. UTEP two-step. Not many people could do it like that, man. Not many people, Juan. What do you got on the underrated side dish?
Well, I was going to say empanadas, but since you just brought up his National French Fry Day, I'm gonna go with the Popeye's Cajun fries.
Oh, yeah. And I brought it up earlier simply to talk about how when you go to Popeye's and you get the combo and and you're like, yeah, let me, they ask you what you want, the biscuit comes with it, and you say, yeah, right. You know what, I like the fries, but let me get the red beans and rice to go with the fries, or vice versa, or whatever it might be. But that, the Cajun fries, fantastic, Juan.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Each one of them is underrated, in my opinion. The red beans and rice, the dirty rice.
Yep.
And the Cajun fries. But I appreciate it, Devon.
Hey, Juan, I appreciate you. Weekend. Thank you, man. Have a great weekend. 610-632-0975. Mike in Northeast is next on 97.5. Mike, what's going on? Yo, Mike. All right, Mike is not ready. 610-632-0975. Just throwing it out there. Mashed potatoes from Popeyes are the best out there. Just calling it like it is. The best out there. I don't know what they do to that gravy. I don't know what they put in it. But those mashed potatoes with that chicken from Popeyes is fantastic. I'm just saying. 610-632-0975. Who do you identify yourself with the most? As an athlete, you knew you were going to be that player when you were a kid. You knew it. Unfortunately, it did not work out, but we all did it. Chase Utley was that player for a lot of young kids in this area, not just on the field for the players, the kids, but for the parents who wanted their kids to play baseball and play it like that. Or even if it was another sport and you said, you know what, even though you don't play baseball like Chase Utley and you play basketball, be like him. Work hard, play hard, dedicated, the effort on the court, on the field, whatever it might be, on the ice, do it like Chase Utley. So many people name their kid Chase in this area simply because the impact that he had in this area. Who did you identify yourself the most with here on the Fanatic? 610-632-0975. And with it being National French Fry Day, we're asking for your most underrated side for you. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens hanging out with you until 9 on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. On Saturday, August 25th, The Fanatic is holding the 5th annual Fan Fest from Xfinity Live. Tickets are free, but you have to win them on The Fanatic. Now, why would you want to take a beautiful Saturday in August and come to Fan Fest?
Here's what to expect.
Bikini Beach, beer, live bands, exotic sports cars, a London trip giveaway to watch some football, interactive events, Sal Pal, Eric Carabel, Ron Jaworski, and Tom McGinnis all on site. Super Bowl champion Brent Celek. And just added, NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Ben is brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Brought to you by the Tropicana Atlantic City.
We're sending you there.
Stay tuned for your free tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself?
consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now, 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency has considerable risk. Read more at cbira.com.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double the time on your relaxing massaging shampoo and on our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. The Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's a double header on a single head. Check it online today at sportclips.com/check-in. Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
University of Maryland University College was made to bring a respected state university education to working adults at home and abroad. 70 years ago, we sent professors overseas to educate service members and their families on military installations and on the front lines. Today, we're online because that's where working adults need us. That's where you need us. Throughout, we'll support your commitment to be a successful student while balancing your life. With more than 90 programs and specializations for where you are and where you want to be. At University of Maryland University College, we go the distance. Times have changed, but what we're made for hasn't. Earn a respected degree from a state university made for working adults like you, with programs in business, biotechnology, cybersecurity, nursing, and more. UMUC can help you gain the skills you need to get ahead. Learn more about our online graduate and undergraduate programs today. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hey, New Jersey. See the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. Choose from more than 400 varieties of beautiful pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, woodlook, waterproof flooring, and more. All in the latest styles, starting at just 58 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Valid in New Jersey locations only. July 11th to July 7th. 17th, 2018.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Don't miss the summer RV show on sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Huge discounts, top trade values, and special finance rates at the Gloucester Premium Outlets at Exit 7B on Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports talk for Swarthmore and all of Delco. 97.5. The Fanatic.
830, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibb is with you until 9 o'clock. Jeff Mosher in at that time, carrying you until midnight. 610-632-0975. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. I promised I would update some news on the Philadelphia Phillies, who are currently in first place in the National League East. Half game up on the Atlanta Braves with a 52-40 record. The Braves currently sit at 51-40. A couple of hours ago, about 6 hours ago, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic and Fox, and says this: the Phillies have increased their offer for Orioles Machado, sources tell The Athletic. Dodgers and Yankees remain strongest. Brewers fading. D-backs basically don't matter. Standard caveats applies. Trade talks are fluid. And one text or call can change dynamic of discussions. That was 6 hours ago. Okay? And 2 hours ago, he updated it. Orioles have ramped up background work on Phillies prospects, responding to Phillies' increased interest in Machado, sources tell The Athletic. Phils won't move right-handed pitcher, who everyone is talking about, Sixto Sanchez, but are willing to trade from starting pitching depth from low A to triple A. Right-hand pitcher Adonis Medina of interest to the O's. So, it's about that time, right? You're in a spot that not many people, even them, I'm sure, as confident as they are in themselves and what they've done over the course of the offseason up until this point where they're 52-40, who knew that they would be in first place? That said, they're an opportunity to win a division, maybe make some noise in the postseason, and who knows, maybe even get to the World Series. And how can you do that? Hey, you got to go out there and you got to add a big bat and a star player to boot. And that star player is also someone you were probably going to target in the offseason anyway because he was going to be a free agent. So if you are able to get him, right, you're able to get him, Machado, bring him in, you make this noise, get to the postseason, win the NL East, maybe you never know. Hope, you know, do some really good things and get to the World Series and make his decision that much easier. So things are really heating up for the Phillies, the Orioles, and Machado. We're definitely going to keep an eye on that. But as Ken Rosenthal said, the Dodgers and Yankees remain the strongest. So whatever they're doing by checking out the Phillies prospects, they need to make sure they ramp up these talks to secure him if that's who they want. Keep an eye on that, most certainly. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to it. Steve in Roxborough joins us next on The Fanatic. Steve, how you doing, man?
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
Good.
I want to jump in. I could say, like, Brian Dawkins, AI, you know, give some obvious. But I remember, like, growing up in high school, I, like, always loved the Philly, like, college basketball teams. And in 2001, what Lynn Greer did, it just, like, made me fall in love with basketball more. I remember when he dropped 47 on Wisconsin and Temple got to the Elite Eight and all.
Yep.
And I just, he was so smooth and all that. And it's just like, I feel like so many Philly guys get, like, when they go to Temple, St. Joe's, like, he could have went anywhere. After seeing him, like, he could have went anywhere. And just, like, I don't know. That's the reason I start wearing, like, higher socks, my, like, high, like, white socks, the calf high socks. So.
Yeah, calf high, not the high ones like Kevin Lied and those guys had at that time. But Lynn was the man. Steve, did you hear the show? Lynn did the whole show with me last summer, him and Lenard Stewart?
No, really?
Yeah, they came in. They did the show for the, like, 2.5-3 hours.
What's he up to nowadays?
He's doing really good. His son, Lynn Greer III, had played his first 2 years at Roman. He's now transferring to Oak Hill. That's how good he is. And Lynn, I believe Lynn, just, you know, he does some other things with basketball. The one thing that they did last summer, he and Lenard, was, you know, those two guys had great careers overseas.
Yeah.
So they put together a showcase locally to help guys who don't understand what it's like to play over there to get to that spot. And then once you get there, to adapt to the situations of being an overseas player, not an NBA player. So those guys are doing great. When I saw Lynn last, we talked at the playoff game when they were playing the Celtics, the Sixers were. And Lynn is probably going to come back in and do another show with me.
That's cool.
Yeah, Lynn, his form and his pretty shot, man.
What I mean. I want to be a lefty.
Yeah, man. And he and I go back to high school. So one of my close friends from around the way, Paul Kennedy from ENS Engineering and Science, he went to school with Lynn. And when Lynn was a freshman, I think I was a junior, and Paul was telling me, like, yo, we got this freshman, and he's going to be good, and Lynn was that good, no doubt about it.
Nah, yeah, Lynn was good.
Lynn was tough.
And my underrated side dish since it's Friday, or since it's National Friday, I'm going to go with tater tots.
Yeah, that's the second one for tater tots. Steve.
I love any form of tater tots, you know, nice and crispy fries and stuff like that. And, yeah, Chick-fil-A with them pickles, they got to get rid of that, so... Have a good one, Devon.
Yeah, you got it, man. Chick-fil-A with the pickle. You heard him, Chick-fil-A. Feel free to bring the sandwiches in, but just make sure we don't have pickles on it. Even Benny. Benny is the producer. I'm hosting right now. I'm calling him out about the pickle. No pickle for Benny either, even though he said he would eat it. Umberto from Philly is next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, man?
How you doing, my man? It's a pleasure to be on your show, too.
Oh, man, pleasure. Thank you for calling in, man. Really appreciate it.
I want to say... The most influential person, sports player, has to be Allen Iverson.
Look at that.
Listen, from grades, from first grade to probably eighth grade, I had every picture was with an Iverson jersey. And I know I'm not the only one.
No, you are not the only one. We've had four votes for Iverson already on the phones, a few on Twitter as well. Understood.
Understood. That's all I had to say. And, and the baked potato is the most underrated.
See, you know what?
You can eat it by yourself.
I like the baked potato, but I like it. I like the mashed potato more. I'm a mashed potato guy. My mom and my grandma make the best mashed potatoes, man. I'm telling you. And the mashed potato for me. See, I couldn't go with the baked potato, man. I couldn't do it all the time. I wasn't the biggest fan.
But you can eat it by yourself. It don't even need to be a side.
I hear you.
That's the glory about it.
I you know what? You're absolutely right. You can eat that by itself, and you can get all kinds of stuff on it, like the chili baked bean. I mean, the chili baked potato, or some other stuff.
Potato. Oh. It's a potato that's underrated. You
okay.
Know, I hear you talking about French fries.
Well, it's National French Fry Day.
You know, it's the potato, that's all.
All right. Listen, man, Berto, thanks so much, man. Appreciate the call. The baked potato. That's the last one for me, of the potato. Gary from King of Prussia joins us next on The Fanatic. What's up, G?
What up?
What's going on?
Hey, man. Number one athlete, mentor, Kevin Garnett.
Oh, I see. Down. Our phone call is done. I got to go. Thank you, Gary. I can't stand Kevin Garnett. Great player. Great player. But the other stuff was really what turned me off.
Well, what other stuff?
Well, see, the early Kevin Garnett for me, the screaming while he was in Minnesota and all that, that was fantastic, right? But then he elbowed Tim Duncan in the back of the head for no reason. Because Tim Duncan was trying to break up a fight. Kevin Garnett runs in.
Mind your business.
And gives the elbow. He was a fake tough guy. Gives the elbow to the back of the head to the most quiet guy in the league who would destroy you. And then
you got to figure out the weak guy.
No, but it didn't do anything. It didn't stop Tim Duncan. Why didn't he try that with Rasheed Wallace? Because he couldn't.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, look at Tim Duncan's head. Look at, he looks like he needs to get smacked.
No, he doesn't.
But,
no, he doesn't.
I used to play NBA 2K1, and my intensity really matched KD.
Okay.
I know you played video games. I'm an old head.
I sure did.
Sega Dreamcast. Loved it.
Nice. Genesis.
But as far as food, I think I got the ultimate here.
Okay.
Very underrated.
What's that?
Plain, hot, white rice. My wife's Korean, and man, I'm hungry. That rice cooker's going. I get one spoonful of hot rice. I'll eat the whole thing with nothing on it.
No butter.
Billions of pizza. Yeah, you got billions of people in Asia. All they eat is a bowl of white rice. They're good.
Yeah.
I never get tired of it.
Well, see, you married into it, so I guess you're good. I need butter or something on it. I need butter. I do. Gee, I gotta have the butter with the white rice, man. Thank you so much. And I'm cutting your call short because you're a Kevin Garnett person. So you're out. Gee, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Final segment on the other side before we hand it off to my man, Jeff Mosher, Tony, Matt, Joe, Eddie, Allen, everybody else. We'll get to you on the other side. It's the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. Fanatic. Eagles training camp is less than 2 weeks away. Stay with 97.5 The Fanatic for breaking Birds news from the most respected football broadcasters in the business. Westbrook, Jaws, Shefty, Sal Pal, and your favorite football fanatics. Plus, listen to Tim McManus calling in live from camp and on the Eagles beat all season. The pursuit of another championship starts. Now, this is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text REP to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text REP to 42424. That's REP to 42424.
Is another financial crisis coming? Analysts say yes, and many say it'll be much, much worse. Your IRA or 401k could suffer major losses. How do you protect yourself? Consider cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has seen over 700% gains in 2017 alone, even with the recent downturn. Now's your best chance to get in. Many financial experts say it's just the beginning, and that Bitcoin could hit $100,000 by the end of the year. Once the big institutional money starts pouring in, the real explosion begins. Get in before that happens. Crypto-based IRA is your opportunity. You can now diversify into an IRS-approved cryptocurrency IRA. That's right, it's IRS-approved. As predicted, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going mainstream. Get ready to ride the biggest financial wave in history. You don't need to be an expert. Simply call crypto-based IRA to get started. Call now, 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. 800-902-5200. We do not provide legal, tax, or investment advice. Cryptocurrency is considerable risk. Read more at cbira.com.
The world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. You've heard their stories, the triumphant victories that are rejoiced, respected, feared. Now they come together to compete in the greatest tournament on U.S. soil. Don't miss Juventus versus FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. On sale now. Champions meet here.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get a great deal on AC Pro Refrigerant and stay cool all summer long. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now, the exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues. Rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24-7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
More Fanatic Sports Talk in 60 seconds.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, isn't it time you stepped up your game? In the gym, in the boardroom, and especially in the bedroom. American men are getting soft. We have less testosterone than our fathers, and even less than our grandfathers. We owe it to them and ourselves to fight back. With Alpha King from Force Factor, it's never been easier. Just one small pill a day for a serious boost in total testosterone. Alpha King is on the rise at GNC, but you can claim a complimentary bottle by texting SALUTE to 809-809. More lean muscle from your workouts, more energy to power through the day, and more passion and drive so you can rule the bedroom. It's no wonder thousands of men across America trust Alpha King to fuel their performance. Just text SALUTE to 809-809 for your complimentary bottle, a $35 value. Respond in the next 10 minutes for your chance to also snag a bottle of SCORE, our number one performance libido enhancer. That's SALUTE to 809-809.
Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by Tropicana Resort and Casino, is coming up Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets. Someone on their site this year will win a football trip to London, provided by Big Game Travel. Join their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September. Visit BigGameTravel.com for details.
That's right, Fan Fest is back. You just heard it, Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live from 1 to 6. The only way in this win tickets from the Fanatic Fan Fest is presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Experience more this summer at Tropicana Atlantic City. Here's what is scheduled so far. Bikini Beach is back. It's a beach oasis in the middle of Xfinity Live's parking lot being created by Elite Landscaping of Berlin, New Jersey. If you have not been to any of the fan fests that we've had over the last couple of years, make sure you make your way there. Check out this Bikini Beach. It's pretty cool. A 40-foot rock wall, Spider Mountain and Monkey Motion, bungee rides, all courtesy of Betty's Bounces. Lamborghinis and Ferraris on display from Imagine Lifestyles, Exotic Rentals. Someone at FanFest will win a football trip to London provided by Big Game Travel. For more information about their Philly fan trip to Nashville on a private charter flight in September, visit BigGameTravel.com for details. Few people who we already know confirmed to be there: Tom McGinnis, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Sal Palantonio. Local Honey performing on the main stage, plus Super Bowl champion Brent Celek will also be on site. And just added, the Rookie of the Year, NBA's Rookie of the Year, the Philadelphia 76ers point guard Ben Simmons will be at Fantasy Fest. Stay tuned for more information on how you can meet Ben and get a picture with him. That's brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. More will be added this week to our roster of fun. Stay tuned for more big announcements. All right, our final segment here on the Fanatic before we hand things off to Jeff Mosher from 9 to midnight here on the Fanatic. By the way, at David_Brown1973, I tried to emulate Nolan Ryan as a kid. Not only his pitching mechanics, but his overall demeanor. Nothing flashy. Work hard, but don't mess with him. Ask Robin Ventura. We all remember charging the big man on the mound. White Sox, Rangers. Who got the worst of that? Robin Ventura. You don't mess with Nolan Ryan. Let's go back to the phones. West Philly, Joe on 97.5. What's up, Joe?
Yo, what's going on? Appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, man. Thanks for making it, man. Appreciate you hanging on.
Yeah, no problem. I definitely agree with a couple of the callers saying Allen Iverson. He definitely had a big impact on the city, but me growing up playing high school football, surprised nobody mentioned Terrell Owens.
We got one so far. Yep.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely feel like he made the position more interesting with the talking trash, showing off on the field, and just getting like defensive backs under his skin.
Man. He definitely did that, and you didn't mind it when he was one of you. When he was yours, you definitely right. did not mind it. When you watch it from afar, especially when he left and he went to Dallas and he started doing that stuff, and you're like, yeah, I can't stand it. It was more because exactly. he couldn't get along with McNabb, and McNabb couldn't get along with him, and they ruined what could have been a great marriage for years and years and years. But he was a great wide receiver, man, deserving of the Hall of Fame, and he was a great player, man. I can see where you go that route.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like he was a lot of influence on a couple of receivers coming up, too. You know, Chad Johnson, a couple other players out there. But Potato, I'm not a big Potato guy, but if I had to choose,
say hash brown potatoes.
The hash browns, underrated side, hash browns.
Yeah.
That's a good one, man. Listen, appreciate the call, Joe. Hash browns, I can do the hash browns. I'm good with that. McDonald's, grab a couple. Get a couple hash browns for breakfast. No big deal. I can do that. And I don't even have to put ketchup on it. I'm good to go. 610-632-0975. Matt and Manny Young joins us next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Matt?
Savannah, my friend. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you.
Yo, I can see you as like an anti-condiment guy. Are you an anti-mayonnaise guy?
No, I like the mayonnaise. I don't like Miracle Whip.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's not
I'm
mayonnaise.
Trying to figure it out.
That's Miracle Whip.
I got you, but you don't like the pickle. You don't, I feel like you're kind of a, like a woman would love it to be with you because you can just, she can make a nice big steak and that's all you need.
Yeah, and I'm like good that. With it, but sometimes okay. My wife would be like, you're too picky. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but no, I mean, yeah. I am that. And I bet you if you called and everybody else, if we did a show, Matt, and you were my co-host while Jeff was on vacation or cheating on me going to other shows, that me and you could do 4 hours and we could get the callers to mention one thing and ask if I like it. And I would probably be most of that stuff I won't like. I'm picky.
Interesting.
Yeah. I get the turkey and cheese, though. I need mayonnaise on it.
My brother-in-law is anti-condiment, and I find it fascinating.
I like the condiment, though. I can go ketchup. I can do the, yeah, it's all good.
Well, yeah, but I wanted to bring up Randall Cunningham, man. Back in the day.
That's a great one. The ultimate weapon.
Dude, yeah, man. I just look back on that era, and if we just had any type of offensive coach, it could have been so much different with him. The one thing that always comes to mind to me, my parents were divorced and got remarried, and to make it a long story quick, I was watching the Eagles-Jets game. Remember the game when Cunningham went down, broke his leg, and Eric Allen took the ball to the house and handed him the ball? Remember that game or no?
Yes, that was against, was that against Buffalo?
I think it was against the Jets.
Was it the Jets? Okay.
Yeah, but my mom got in a real bad car accident, and my stepdad called my biological dad, which never happened. And he's like, I got to talk to your dad, I'm like, what? But anyway, he tells my pop that my mom was in a bad car accident. She's in the hospital. They had to use the jaws of life to, like, get her out of the car.
Oh, wow.
She's a little messed up, but she's all right, I'm sitting there, like, I can't go see her. And then Cunningham had just gone down, so it was, like, the worst day upon the worst day. And then Eric Allen took it to the house. And I don't know, just, like, was that memory in that game always stand out because the mom was okay.
Yeah.
Randall was the man. The season was pretty much done.
But it was a cool moment because everything turned out all right.
Everything did. Yeah, man. And
that's great, man.
No doubt. Yo, but I love your show, man. You're very knowledgeable. It's interesting. You're always positive. I think that's a good recipe for a good show, man. So thanks a lot for taking my call.
Matt, thank you, man. Appreciate it. And appreciate you shouting this out like that here on the Fanatic. Just a quick update. And I know Jeff is going to get into this a little bit, I'm sure, at some point. According to Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia, he covers the Phillies, does a great job. He says he feels that he's getting a vibe that the Phillies are angling to land Machado and Britton in the same deal. So, of course, Manny Machado watch is heating up. The Phillies have been aggressive, quote-unquote aggressive, in pursuing the Orioles star in recent days, according to a source, and some of the stuff we read from Ken Rosenthal goes along with what Jim Salisbury, who does a fantastic job covering the Phillies. And I have to thank Lou on Twitter, at Buster_FSPN, for sending that through with the update. Quick run, some of the things. Jay, at the real Jay Rudy, says, bro, if you hadn't had at Yard House truffle fries, you're missing out. All right, and he sends a photo. So, Jay, I appreciate that. Definitely going to try those out. Definitely going to check that out. Kevin, I think I am KB, the person he identified with, Jerome Bettis. He said he was a heavier kid but athletic and thought he could play running back. Like Jerome, Kev, great stuff, man. Really appreciate it. And Patrick at _PB12 says, Devon, I'm with you. There's no reason a sandwich should come with a pickle. If you want it, you could ask for it. Patrick, You're the winner of the week, man. I appreciate it. Thanks so much to all the calls. Benny Odita, fantastic job producing the show. Great time with you guys all week. No DNG radio together, but you've had us from 6 to midnight all week long here on the Fanatic. That continues next from 9 to midnight. Jeff Mosher carrying you through the night. I will be back Monday solo again. Jeff is leaving me again, but it's for a good reason. So I'll be back solo next week. 6 to 9 all week, and I can't wait to talk to you guys again. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Enjoy your vacations while you guys are away. Talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, a great night. Coming up next, my man, G, Jeff Mosher, right here on The Fanatic.